Welcome to Champion Mindset Show with your hosts, Coach EO and Steve the Dean Williams. Champion Game. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Overton is a worldwide empowerment coach for men and leadership coach for women. His no-nonsense approach to the game, along with originality, is acclaimed. It's refreshing in a world full of copycats and phonies. He's a public speaker and book author. His motto? It begins and ends with the man. Coach EO will flash the light on your bullshit. There's no escaping the truth. Are you ready to unleash the champion within? If so, Coach Overton is the man for the job. With over 30 years teaching the game, Steve the Dean Williams is teaching every single man not how to think like him, but to think for himself by showing every man he's the only one of his kind based off his fingerprint. So, if that's the case, why not learn your own language? His motto is, the game will never be about women. The call-in number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat. Are you ready? Because now it is game time!
What's up, man? What's going on?
It's love. Hey, what's going on, my dog, E? I love these guys, man. I loved them in the dark background, but I was always telling them the light day, everything's popping. And, wait a second. What is – I just noticed.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm tripping, too. I'm tripping, too, man. So check this out. December 25th,
yes.
I decided I'm going to grow my beard back. In the summer, I'm gonna shave it again in the summer.
Okay.
But for the new book coming out, there's some marketing reasons I'm growing it back.
Plus,
it is cold in a motherfucker
yes,
over here.
Yes,
you do need a little hair on your face.
Yes, sir.
Maybe the shaving, maybe because I was shaving, this motherfucker came back crazy.
Oof,
so it's only been about 34 days.
Damn,
and it's
son.
Already back, man. So,
oh, nice, yeah. Dog. Yeah. Nice. That's beautiful, man. Nice. Yeah.
I'm about where I was before, man. I'm fast as fuck. So, another 10 days, I'll be back.
Yeah. Hey, you got some love right there. All right. So shout out to all the guys out there and the ladies out there that's listening. If you have a question, just put a Q in there. We will collect all your questions. We'll answer all your questions. And we will also take your phone calls. You have the number up there, 563-999-3056. How's the, real quick, before we even get into the show, what's going on with the book? What's the status? If you could talk about it, what's going on with it?
Yeah, you know what? Not to give too much away, but it's about done. A few last touches on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be dedicating the 1st of February, the first 2 weeks to really dedicate to that. And so, it's coming along.
Okay.
My goal is Valentine's Day. So we'll see.
Okay. Nice. All right. What's up. All right, guys, y'all know y'all have the number and everything. And this is this is a great topic that you have, E, because, to me, this topic, because I think a lot of guys misconstrue or really don't understand. I think a lot of guys think that life happened as soon as the World Wide Web came on. It's like it was like the world was an atom or something, and then the World Wide Web opened up, and then all of a sudden, they're like the world has always been a certain way. So I think this is a great topic, E, but I'm going to throw it at you, man, because let's talk on it, because it's your topic. What are your thoughts on what you have to say on this, big dog?
Yeah, you know what? The reason why I brought it up is I think somebody called in yesterday during our Real Game No Theory show, and I think they had referenced like the game has changed. There was a guy that called in, and no disrespect. I mean, he spoke his mind, and that's what we want.
Yes.
He said basically the game has changed, and he is right. The game is always changing. The game, there's elements of the game that will never change, but the participants change. The mindset changes. The conditioning changes a little bit. So you do have to make the proper adjustments as we go along. So I figured out we would help those guys out that call in tonight that ask or that want to call us and let us know if they're having a tough time with social media, meaning connecting with women on the internet. Now, I did type down a couple things.
No, take your time. No, take your time. Ride it, baby.
You got a chart.
I want you to ride it.
And I don't expect any less from the dean.
Let go ahead and ride it.
So I did just write down some or jot down some basic things.
All right, let's talk on it, man.
Number one is I always say that the online game is a passive way to source. It should never be primary. Okay, it's a supplemental. So just like in business, we do email capture. We're trying to solicit our businesses. Let's just say not necessarily ours, but businesses will do this. You go to any website, they're like, put in your email, we'll give you 10% off. Well, they're doing that so they can solicit you, and a lot of the time to actually sell your email too. So part of the online dating is should be looked at as a passive way, a secondary way to source women. So that's number one. If it's your only way, you're going to have a tough time if you're using this as the only way to meet women. That's number one. There was another thing I wanted to bring up here is that lazy people, I put here, it made delusional lazy people more of the same, okay, whereas it made hustlers and winners even better. So I'll leave it there and I'll throw it to you. But I'm gonna say this:
No, those are me.
You're
no,
a lazy person. Listen, if you're a lazy person, you don't want
to
put in the work. You kind of just want things handed to you. This goes for men or women. There's lazy women too. You're gonna notice that you're not gonna get much out of the online game. But for those guys out there that are like, all right, look, I'm committed. I'm in it to win it. I have a goal in mind. I know. I have a plan. I'm ready to implement the plan. Then those people are not only going to make money, but they're going to put themselves into position to build a network and also meet more women. So I'll start there and say that if you're lazy and delusional and all over the place, too many different thoughts, you don't have kind of like a strategic plan laid out for yourself, then you're not going to get great results in the game because you're going to be all over the place. The online game, speaking of the online game. But for those people that are actually committed and have a plan and they're ready to execute the plan, and they have a winning mentality and a hustler mentality, meaning that they are ready to work. They're ready to put the work in. They're ready to spend money on their image. They're ready to spend money on really everything to invest in themselves. Those people are going to be putting themselves in a much better position to get the results they want.
Well, but where do you think it's coming from, E? Like when someone comes in and says things like, the game is different and women are a certain way. Where do you think that derives from?
Well, it derives from their individualized experience. So, and just like if you listen to a content creator who tells you that social media has changed the game, the first thing I think is that individual doesn't have a successful individualized formula to get what they want out of the game. It's a simple answer is that that person hasn't identified a successful formula that works for them, and they're not executing that on a consistent basis to get the results they want. So anytime I hear it's the same thing if you hear like a guy like Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone is always speaking positively about, how well his business is going. He talks about his losses too, but he's always speaking positively about his vision and his plan to enhance his brand and to extend his business. He's rarely talking about negative things. So what I would say is anybody who's calling in, or even content creators that are saying, look, the game has changed, women are different. Are they different? Of course they're different. So are men. Men today's man is nowhere near like the man of maybe 20, 30 years ago. That's not necessarily good or bad, but the men have changed, and you could see it just in their demeanor, in their presence, in their appearance, in the way they speak. Men and women are both different today. They are different, but that doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that there has to be an adjustment made.
Well, could guys today survive 20, 30 years ago, in your opinion?
I'll say this. They wouldn't be that way 20, 30 years ago because they would be conditioned and they would have different options at that time. So if we were to somehow, though, do a back to the future with one of these motherfuckers, throw them in a silver car, say,
what
all right,
up?
You're coming back 30 years ago, let's see if you could survive there real quick. The answer is probably not. However, human beings are pretty resilient. I want to say this. If you just put in the effort and you just listen sometimes and just admit that you're struggling somewhere, you can make a difference in your life. So I'll say this, depending on the area you're from, that's the only point of reference that you have. So today, when we're talking to a guy 24, 25 years old, he's looking at social media and saying, this is confusing. There's a lot of distraction. I will tell you this, Steve, communication today is terrible for men and women both. That's part of the problem, is because this is their biggest form of communication, is the phone. So when you do try to speak to them, if you're too good of a communicator, you'll scare her off. If you're a lousy communicator, she's not turned on by you. So part of what I'm trying to teach is to be a balanced man. You got good text game, you got good mouthpiece, you got a good look for yourself, you got a good mindset, you're disciplined, and then you should be able to get the results you want.
Yeah, but as far as like getting results and everything, okay. So You were before the internet, we can see, right, E? So what was life like for you before the internet? Before the internet kicked off,
slower.
What was it like?
Slower. It was a little slower, but there were also things that we had to adjust to, Steve. Like there was three-way calling. You know, we had the phone and shit. So, you know, we would call three-way, and, you know, then you're on the phone. Back then we write each other letters. So maybe we weren't texting, but we were writing letters and shit, getting letters and then telling a girl, meet me here. And it was similar to what's going on today. It's just faster now. I will tell you that it is a little bit faster. Part of the reason why it's faster is because social media, how fast you can get information with Google and stuff. So people are used to instantaneous results now versus before there was a little bit of a wait time. So I will say that things, if you can succeed now, your game is really good, because back then it was a little bit slower. Now you got to be fast. You know, your look has to stand out. You know, what you say has to be different than what all the other guys are saying. So I will tell the guys that are complaining about this, I understand why they're complaining. It's because they're not able to adjust to the speed of the technology that we have now.
Okay, well, before I go into my thing, let me go ahead and bring in air code 714. 714, you have a question, take calls first. Guys, ask other question. Make sure y'all put a Q in there. 714, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm out here in Palm Springs, your favorite older stoner, man. Anyway, here's the lowdown. I don't personally do online dating myself. I like to meet chicks in person, but I'm going to boil it down to this. Here's what online dating did. It's made it so women 30, 40 years ago, 20 years ago before online dating, guys, they weren't so much into a man's looks. In other words, if you're an average looking dude, but you could spit game, women would meet you and they would get to know your personality at the same time they met you. Now these women have become more superficial and are going off looks mostly on online dating, just like the guys do. So my point is this. If you're a Chad or a Tyrone, it's made it easier, but if you're an average looking guy or below, it's made it hard. Go ahead.
Caller, hold on. Keep it on the man. We'll get to women in a minute, but let's keep it on the man. One issue that I'm seeing with men is that when they call in these shows or they're doing these broadcasts, it's all about what the woman is doing, and you're failing to see what you're doing as a man.
Yeah.
So notice how I didn't even really bring up the woman. Both sexes are having a difficult time finding and solidifying what they want in this game. Just because women are getting a lot of likes and hearts and all that bullshit, a lot of messages, doesn't mean that they're happy women and that they're able to sustain the men that they truly want. So I think both sexes right now are struggling to land what it is they think they want. Both sexes.
Yeah. But women have too many fucking choices, bro. Let's face it. I mean,
Steve just told you, and I was just going to say this. Men with game and that build a magnificent product, and that believe in the product and that demonstrate the product, have a lot of options too.
This is sad.
Do you think I don't have a lot of options? Like Steve the Dean don't have a lot of options? Shit. Bro, dudes with games.
I mean, I do too. Wait.
Yeah, but
we have better options. It's only the top 10% guys.
Caller, if that was the case, you wouldn't be saying the shit you're saying right now, dog. Because motherfuckers with game don't talk to me. Everything you're saying is always the woman this, the woman that. Women have more options this, women that.
I'm just stating facts. They have more options now with social media than they did before, right or wrong?
Only reason I'm agreeing with you is because that's your fucking fact, but that's not the truth. That's your truth. And because it's
your truth, come on. Man, Steve, don't BS me. Every statistic shows women have more choices
than they did. Let me stop you real quick. This is what I'm talking about these surface dweller motherfuckers. All y'all want to do is talk about stats and shit. Motherfucker, I'm not a stat. I'm a motherfucking man. Ain't no fucking stat. The fuck you talking about? So why don't you keep your fucking stats and keep all your complaints and be what you are? I'm agreeing with you. You're right for your little cake-ass world. But for the guys that want to learn game, he's fucking wrong. And I will explain why he's fucking wrong. And I'm going to give him the E, but I'm going to let you say something before I bring him in, E. But what say you on?
Yeah, no. I mean, you were 100% right, and that's where I was going with it, too, is that it has to stop being, at least temporarily, about what the woman has or doesn't have. You've already lost if you're making it about her. That's Steve's line, man. You've already lost if you made it about the woman. And this is true. And this is why I say it begins and ends with the man. We're saying the same thing in different ways.
Yes.
And so what I'm admitting is that life is fast now. I can admit that from now. And understand this. I'm coming down. I'm going to use one of Steve's lines. I'm coming from another planet right now to teach. Steve.
Yeah.
So as I'm teaching, I'm not actually teaching you from my perspective, because my perspective is God level. But I'm trying to teach from your perspective, the viewer's perspective.
Yeah.
I understand it's fast. I understand women flake. I understand they're flaky. How do you combat that? You don't be anything like them.
Yeah.
I'll start with that. You are concise. You are assertive. You go after what you want. You make it clear, and then you don't derail. From that, doesn't matter how pretty she is, don't matter how fat the ass is, nothing. If you put out there what you're looking to experience with her, you'd like to invite her in to do that with you. If she is hesitant for some reason, we're not going to get mad at her. We're not going to call her a whore. We're not going to disrespect her. We're simply going to say, hey, listen, right now, two of us are incompatible. We're not on the same page. If things change over the next couple months, you got my information. Get in touch with me. And that, look how fast that transition was. So what I'm trying to tell you is, it's a fast world we're living in, and your presentation has to be sharp, fast, to the point. That doesn't mean to say, hey, listen, I want to take you home and screw you. Now, it could be 2 a.m. in the morning. You might want, and that might work for you, and it's worked for me many times. But, you know, you have to say it in a certain way, and you have to know yourself.
All right.
We can let the guy back in.
Yeah, we'll let him back in because we have another call. 341, we're bringing in after. And 309, we got you. 714, what did you want to say?
I'd like to play devil's advocate.
All right, good. What's up?
All right, boss.
Wait, you got the four. What's up? All right, well, he hung up. Okay, all right. So 304-309, hold on 1 second. Let me go and break down what I wanted to break down for you guys and to show you something on my little cake-ass chart. I was in the shower, and it just popped in my head. I said, damn, I need to break a chart. And so I just, like, did it, like, boom, boom, boom. So let me explain to you guys real quick. Get your crayons out. I'm not going to go real long, but I just want to explain to give you all an overview of everything. Okay, in the beginning, okay, there's all top of the food chain and everybody else. Before the internet, okay, the ones that are at the top of the chain were only had a reach in their city, their neighborhood, or a little bit outside the city. There was not a reach. But even though, let me break that, even though there wasn't a reach before the internet, women still got money from guys. Women still got gifts from guys. And on the other side, guys still got guys, the top of the chain, got gifts from women and sex before the internet. E, that's the first. I want to get your opinion on that because I got two more left. But before the internet, I'm going to say it again for all you guys so y'all can understand what's going on. We didn't have the reach. We only had it in our neighborhood or a little bit outside of our city. But regardless of the reach that we had, women were still giving us gifts. And we were still fucking. This is before the internet. And the women, they were still using guys for dinners. They were still getting drinks. They were still using suckers for anything they wanted, getting gifts. They were getting rent paid. They didn't have phones at that time. They were getting their car note paid, their rent paid, and they were getting clothes before before the internet guys. Okay, I just wanted to start at that chart. E, would say you so far on that, brother?
No, I 100% agree. This was going on. Shit, I saw my mom doing this shit with these man back in the day when I was young. My mom was running dudes, this shit, getting money off one dude, banging another dude. I mean, I saw this shit, the neighborhood I grew up in and everything. And this is another thing with the advancement of the internet and technology, you're able to source women all over the world now. There's no excuse now. Could you imagine if we were able to connect with a girl in New York, Seattle, wherever? Even there was a girl that found me in New Mexico that I connected with for a while there. You know, and she knows who she is. She was on my show a couple of times. She was an asset to me at one time for the business. And even she found me through the business. So there's no excuse now. If you don't have a woman now, you're just lazy and you don't have a system. You don't have a system to what you're doing. But to Steve's point, there were suckers back then. You know, you guys like to say beta bucks. Okay, well, okay, we'll call it that for the sake of the show. There was a beta buck. There was a guy that wasn't paying for anything and it was getting the sex and getting gifts. And there was another guy that had to buy her time and pay her bills, okay, and do labor-intensive jobs for her to even get a hug or a kiss on the cheek. Right. So this is nothing new.
Right. So and I want to show y'all this because before the internet, guys, if you wanted a woman, you would have to get up off of your ass and go over there and talk to them. There were no texting. There was nothing that we can communicate other than walking over there. There were pay phones and pen pals, I would just say. And I'm being honest. Yeah, pay phones and pen pals, guys. And I'm being honest with you. So for all you guys that think that all of a sudden, because I want to make sure they understand the chart that I'm saying. Now, again, I'm going to tell you guys again, remember, before the internet, those that were on top of the food chain, those with game, those that knew game were getting gifts, money from women, jewelry, watches. They were getting their rent paid. They were getting new shoes, new clothes, and that was coming from the woman, and they were getting sex when they had game. So if you didn't have game, you were food, period. The everybody else were being run. Now, women, I mean, they were dating. I'm not going to say women were running everything, but running these guys, but they were dating, on the woman's terms, okay? Just want to let y'all guys understand that before this happens. So let me get to my second chart.
You know what? One other thing real quick I want to add to that, Steve. Understand this. People say that it was simpler back then. Well, according to what reference point? Because, look, in 1990, things were faster than it was in 1980.
Yeah.
Okay, and there was more advancement, there was more businesses, there was more competition. There's always been competition, but you know what I mean is like every era has some sort of contrast to the former era. So don't think just back in 1990 or when we were using payphones back in 1990, 1989 or whatever it was, shit, I was using payphones when I was in high school calling girls with quarters and shit, running out of quarters, insert another quarter or the phone's gonna hang up. So what I'm saying is there always has to be an adjustment period, no matter what era you're in. So right now you're adjusting. Back in 2010, you had to make an adjustment. 1999, you had to make an adjustment. 1990. So there's always an adjustment that has to be made. That's a cope to say that things are different now versus then. They are different, but we're always making an adjustment.
Right. But what I'm saying to you guys, there were the winners and there was everybody else. Period. Regardless of everything
every,
you say.
At,
yes.
At any time in life, in the
period.
History of,
yes.
of human nature, humankind.
So understand that. There was remember, there wasn't a high reach. I just want to let y'all understand. It wasn't a high reach. Then in 1995, 1996, when AOL and Yahoo chat hit, what happened was, gentlemen, then the reach was all over the world. Whoever was connected, you had the reach. So meaning that when you have these people here with a small reach, once they got this reach, it just only difference was it expanded, gentlemen, because y'all act like women. Y'all guys act like all of a sudden women act a certain way. No, women realize that they now they're connected to more losers. They're connected to more suckers. They're connected to more guys that don't have game all over the world. They're connected to more guys that will pay their rent, more guys that will pay their phone bill, more guys that will give them things. That's all the only difference is. And the same thing with the men. What the men realize is that we were connected to all kinds of women all over, from the single women, the women that are dating guys, women that are living with guys, women that are engaged with guys, women that are married to guys, women that are separated from guys. The difference is, see, what y'all understand is that only thing the internet did for the real ones is it gave us more access to any and everybody that was connected to this worldwide web. E, what do you say on that until I get to the third one? What do you say on that, E?
100%. Like, let me give you an example. You remember how hard it was to get porn back in, like, 1990?
Yes. Yeah.
Like it would, y'all could just go on. That's why you're lazy now. You're just running on fucking dating, or not dating, that too, but porn sites, and just jacking off all day. Like, if we wanted to bust a nut, we either had to find a woman that was interested in having sex with us, or, you know, we find a Playboy magazine, which was hard to get to. And on top of it, getting a pornography VHS tape was very hard to do back then. So even, I just want to talk about the work mindset behind the era that we grew up in versus now. Everything is given to you now, okay?
Right.
It's not given to you 100%, but it's at your disposal. Back then, it was difficult. We had to walk to a payphone blocks away and then be in the elements and shit, look over our shoulder and shit, you know, looking in phone books. And then now, you know, everything is at your disposal quicker. So I wanted them to know that it's easier to get women now. It's
easier to get women now.
1,000% easier to get women now than it was 25 years ago. It was to do anything, it's easier. You got Instacart now. You got
access.
We had taxi cabs. We had taxi cabs,
right,
and all that. But look, you got Uber, Instacart. I mean, everything. There's so much convenience,
yes,
now. There's so much convenience that it made a lazy person even lazier. But the convenience for a worker is now an asset. We're using the convenience as an asset to us.
Right. Now, I'm going to get to the third one. But like you're saying, remember, guys, only thing that changed was the World Wide Web. It expanded and gave us more range with women all over the world. When you have game, you got plenty. It's all over the world. But now let me explain the 98% of you guys real quick. You see, for the 98% of you guys out there, you guys didn't have any values, no beliefs, no principle, no character, no emotion, no rules, no laws, no codes, nothing. You were scared. You didn't even know who you were. So your reach to the left was you didn't even have a reach, but I'm being nice today. You didn't even have a reach. So you were a loser before the World Wide Web. And if you look over to the right, once you got on the web, the only difference is that you have been recognized by more women out there to be exactly what you were before you even came on to the internet. See, a lot of these guys, E, want to sit around and all say all this stuff about statistics and women this and women that. Only thing the World Wide Web did is it gave women more access to see what kind of a loser you are. That's it. Let's just keep it all the way real. I'm not saying this to be mean or anything. I just want to be honest with you guys.
Hey, and Steve, real talk. It also gave us access to see that how valuable they are.
Right. It also gave us access to
both sides.
Yes.
We're looking at each other close up now. It's broadcasted all over.
Yes.
And even like terrorism and stuff like that. Y'all act like that shit's new. That shit has been going on for the longest time. People and all that shit.
All that shit.
It's just that you weren't able to see it because there was no internet. There was no cell phone.
Right.
The reason why you're able to see the things you see right now is because someone has the capability,
right,
of recording it. Before, it was still going on. You just weren't able to see it.
See, the problem is, oh, wait, first let me get a shot. Freelance Ronan for the $10. He gave us a $10 super chat.
Appreciate
saying
you,
Freelance,
man.
Ronan. We got the calls in 1 second. And I want to say this. Thank you to this guy here for the $20 super chat.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that, man. But what I'm saying to y'all guys that they don't want y'all to hear is that nothing has ever really changed except the fact that there's a bigger microscope on your truth. That's all the internet is doing. The internet, because if you think about this, E, for a second, all it is, listen, if you're a loser in your neighborhood, I'm saying it's if you're food, okay? If you're food, Not the winners, but you're just food. You're going to be food on the World Wide Web. You're just carrying over. And when you lock on the internet, women have met you before in their neighborhoods, in high school, junior high, and elementary school, and in college. There's nothing. See, what's going on, E, is everybody wants to sit around and say, well, they come up with that stupid-ass statistics and all the other stuff versus facing the truth. And this is, and I'm not trying to be mean, just trying to be real. The truth of the matter is, because we're on the World Wide Web, there's a bigger microscope. But let me say this, E, real quick. Women have more options, but men have the same, and wait, not even equal. We got more options because there's more men. I mean, excuse me, there's more women out there than there are men. So what y'all don't understand is we will always have more options if we're online. See, the one thing I always tell them, E, that y'all better pray. All y'all listen, because if y'all don't have game, you better hope the lights never come off. You better every day before you go to bed pray that the lights don't go off. Because if the lights go off and you get disconnected, then it's going to be, then nature is really going to show you something. Because the top dogs like E, myself, the Carios, 1950 Zags, and Miles, we're going to live, we're going to thrive, and we're going to procreate and keep having children. You guys will not do that because you don't have game. E, would say you on that, my brother.
I mean, I can't agree anymore with what you're saying. The only thing I would tell these guys that are going to come up with some sort of cope and some reason, which I'll give this to them. You got to be fast today. Okay, the speed has changed. Not the people. The speed has changed a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean you have to work fast. You just have to understand that the speed has changed a little bit. So I want guys to understand that without a system, but even a guy in 1960 without a system and a formula and consistency to what he was doing was unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Okay, just know that. There was a guy in the 60s that didn't know himself, that hated himself. Shout out to Steve. He hated himself. He just wasn't committed. He was distracted. Maybe back then it was a different type of distraction. Maybe he sat at the tavern all day. Maybe he went to whorehouses, whatever. There was always some sort of distraction in any era in time. Now, clearly right now, everybody has a voice and all this shit. So you got to understand, you got to like weave through it a little bit quicker. And how do you weave through it quicker? You got to know exactly what you want and be able to present that like this, like that, like right now. Okay, so that's what I would tell guys. You got to be able, and this is the problem. The reason why the guys that call in can't talk is because they do all their talking on this. So you got to be able to text, but you also have to be able to have a vocabulary, be able to verbally represent yourself.
Yeah, lines are blowing up. So I just want to say this last thing. And for y'all guys that don't believe it, I've done it several times. If y'all look it up, Dimension X came out in 1949, and it was something called Build a Man Kit, and it was a guy that was a loser. And he was getting bullied around by another guy who took his girl, took his job, and all that other stuff. And this guy, this is before internet, damn, this is before TV, because this is like a radio show. See, guys, before the TVs, they used to listen to radio to get their programming. So they came out with some Dimension X called Build a Man Kit. So this loser guy got a kit, and he built himself as a man and then got the job. Got the woman, got the promotion.
Yep.
They have been talking about losers and winners since the dawn of time. It's just y'all guys think because you are connected on the internet that this is all brand new, that women are just evil, and women are going to take advantage of you. Know, listen, women will always and have always been taking advantage of weak males, period. The dominant guys, the men, the top of the food chain, They didn't have expensive clothes in a cave. They didn't have expensive cars in a cave and all that other stuff. But they had something inside of them that got the woman. E, what say you before we bring the calls in, man?
100%. Real quick, Omni Man, thank you for the $5 great value. Keep sharing this game and help mold and shape these guys into the men that they are always meant to be. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
No, 100%. I mean, there were suckers in every era in life.
Yes.
In every era in life, shit. Back in the Jesus days, there were suckers, man. I mean, in every era, there was always a sucker. There was always a man.
Yes.
There was always a bitch.
Yes.
In every era.
Every era.
There was always
era.
A guy that they were whooping his ass, and there was a guy that was always whooping ass.
Period.
I mean, in every era, there's a guy that's a, like, as you said, a dominant man, and there was a guy that wasn't dominant. And this is why a lot of guys that try to step up and be dominant, they have a very difficult time doing it. So there's nothing different. It's just now you're seeing it's wide open.
It's just wide open.
Back in the day, society wanted to keep things secluded, okay? It was in the best interest of society to keep things under wraps and under the radar, okay?
Yes.
But it was still going on, and the desires were the same. It's just that now they've allowed people to have this freedom of expression. And so now you've given people the freedom of expression, and now you're just seeing it, and you're panicking, and you're thinking you're making it all about the woman. It ain't even about her. It ain't about her, man. Let her go and do what she's got to do. You focus on what you need to do, and you hook up with the women that best suits you. Why is that so difficult, Steve?
I don't know, but T-Dog, I want to say thank you. Gave us a $20 suit check. But no, hold on, wait. Hey, Dave, hold on, callers. Gentlemen. Guess what the OnlyFans were before the internet? They were called fucking brothels. That's the difference.
Whorehouses.
They've always, see, y'all think, you actually think that because of the internet, women all of a sudden are selling their pussy? They've always been selling their pussy online. Before the internet and brothels, houses, all these things. So y'all act like it's something new that a woman, oh my God, I can't believe she has an OnlyFans. But if you go back, like you say, to Jesus times, there was them whores walking down the street and just going in a corner, and somewhere around the corner, lifting up their skirt, bending over, taking their ducats and fucking. So it's always been going on, guys. Y'all are acting like it's something brand new.
You're just seeing it. It just gave people an opportunity to express it openly now. This is like gay. You think there was a lot of gay.
Yes,
gay people.
Gay.
I got a problem with them.
Say
but they were gay. Rock Hudson was gay. That's why he had to secretly go out in Hollywood and go find men. But if Rock Hudson lived today, he would have had a husband today.
Yes.
Out in the public.
The Spartans. Romans, guys, guys, everything you think you're seeing now has always been. There have been men dressing, and most of y'all don't even know this. You know high heels? Who you think wore high heels first? Men wore high heels first.
They were wearing mascara.
They were wearing mascara and high heels and wigs back before the internet. And y'all act like this is something brand new. Y'all act like it's because you're seeing more of it. Guys, y'all got to wake up, understand that what you think is new is that there's nothing new under the sun. That's all I want to say. There's nothing new under the sun. And if you think what you're seeing right now is new, then you are truly lost in the game, because it's been going on for a long time.
Steve, real talk to this comment. Ahmed said it might have been worse back then, and it ain't might have. It was worse back then. Shit, if Jesus was alive today, he'd be alive today. He wouldn't have been hung on a cross. You know, if you're going to subscribe to that and go by, what the Bible tells you, no problem. I'm not going to take that away from you. But back then, if you were a criminal, boy, they're going to beat the fuck out of you.
Oh, yeah.
And hang you on a cross, and you're dead.
Yeah.
Today, they at least let you live. They'll punish you on the internet.
Yeah.
It's cancel culture now.
Yes, yes.
They'll take your job away from you.
Yes.
But back then, they're hanging you on a cross for this shit.
Whipping
it. So it was a lot worse back then. It's just that y'all are some lazy bitches now.
Right. And again, I'm not trying to knock you. I'm just trying to show y'all that.
Yeah.
All you crying guys think that, oh, God,
it's not
fair. Women are this way. They've always, listen, they always had a little whore and slut in them since the dawn of mother. Hey, if you religious aficionados know that your girl Eve was giving up that goddamn pussy to that fucking Adam. She was giving it up. Come on. She made him.
And Adam didn't have no game and let her go do it. Fuck everything up.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
Exactly. So all you guys out there, y'all think this is something brand new. It's just now that you have more access to it, you see it. But it's been going on since the dawn of time. And that's why winners win and losers lose. I'm sorry. You're just more magnified of a, not calling you guys losers, but if you don't have game, you're food. Period. You just are food. And there's no, listen, nothing new under the sun. We got calls. All right, I'm sorry, guys. Let's go ahead and get into the calls and stuff.
I love it, Steve. I love it.
We had to let them lace these guys. All right, 309. Wait, we had 309-407-630. We got you. 309, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good evening. How y'all doing?
What's good?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, so my question is about the social media game, specifically IG and Facebook. So I wanted to know y'all guys' opinions about which is, like, the best approach when it comes to IG and Facebook. Like, is it a passive approach in the sense that, like, you're just living your life, posting your shit, and waiting for girls to find you? Or is it the active approach that you're actively, like, going and following girls, commenting on their pictures and sending them message or liking them? Which is, like, the best approach in your opinion?
Would you like to go first, or shall I?
All right. Well, I'll say this. When I was on Facebook back years ago, I used to clean up, man. It was like a dating app for me. Instagram, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't follow anybody. I don't follow women or men because I'm on there strictly for business. I would tell you this, man. I'd rather you spend your time with Instagram to create something, a product or a service, and to represent your brand. Like, build a brand, create something, and sell yourself. I'd rather you not spend your time trying to hook up with women on Instagram. I'm just being honest with you, man. It's a shit show. It's a bunch of phonies, man. I'm not saying it's not possible. Sure, depending on where you live at or whatever, I don't message anybody. I've never messaged one single girl trying to hook up with them. I mean, I just don't do that. Facebook back in the day, here in my town, Chicago, Indiana, Milwaukee, sure. There were some women that I matched with and fucked all of them. I pretty much fucked all of them. But, you know, times have changed for me. But I'll tell you this. I'd rather you put your energy into making some money and stop chasing women on these platforms.
Caller. Now, say this with love.
Yeah.
Get the fuck – run. Run. Head away from your computer. I forbid you to be on your computer. And I want to tell you why. I'm going to show you another chart I just made up right now. Okay? You got the internet, texting, and phone. These are communications. Who's the common denominator of how you text, how you are on the internet, and how you are on the phone? Right. So that means that you already lost because you're trying to fit a narrative of what you think you need to be for a fucking woman. For a woman. You've already lost because you don't know yourself. You don't know your mouthpiece. You know nothing about how to talk for yourself. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to fit in the narrative of what you think a woman's going to want you to be. And that's why they eat you guys up for lunch, because they can smell you from a mile away, big dog. Listen to what you're saying. What should I do and how should I do it? Let me tell you something about Jeopardy E over to the side right here. E is the same motherfucker if he's texting a woman. He's the same motherfucker if he's on the internet with a woman. He's the same motherfucker if he's dating a woman. He's the same motherfucker if he wrote a note on a dove and sent it to the bitch. He's the same motherfucker if he took a fire. He made fire signals to the goddamn woman. He will never change who he is because he knows what he is. Young man, you don't have any game. You don't know what you are. So the problem is you're going to get with a woman who has more game than you. She's going to take you for your money. She's going to take you for all your shit. Then you're going to run over to the red pill stuff and cry and shit. But I'm saying this. You need to get
I'm past that red pill shit, guys.
Okay, but get to this and understand that all you guys is always bitching about women when you're the common denominator of how you communicate with women. So please understand this, young man. You need to get a coach.
Yeah, I got you.
Get off the internet. I forbid you.
I'm asking that question because, like, I never did the IG game or Facebook game. So
look, IG game is
go ahead, Steve, go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
You got to look. I don't suggest it. I say use social media to make money. Okay. Now, while you're making money, you are positioning yourself to be seen. Let me give you an example. Super Bowl is coming up. You know all those commercials these motherfuckers like to watch, right? A lot of people watch the Super Bowl just to see commercials, right?
Yes, yes.
So what they're doing is they're positioning their product to be seen by the masses, okay? And they spend a lot of fucking money to do that.
Yes.
This is why you guys want, like, free game. You don't want to invest in yourself. You realize Doritos have to spend millions of dollars to create a dope-ass commercial for 30 seconds just so you can watch, and then you can go to work the next day and talk about it. Oh, did you see the I love the Dorito commercial, the Audi commercial. Did you see the new car? So what they're doing is they're presenting a product to the masses. They're positioning themselves. And then now you're talking about it. Now you want to go buy this shit. Did Doritos instant message a motherfucker? No, they presented it to the world, bro. They just presented it. So part of getting being successful with women or really anybody, even meeting guys to network with, is you have to be that dude that goes out into the world and positions himself and offers value. You offer some sort of value to everybody you meet, sir. You're a walking value, walking product of value. If it's a woman, you're a walking product of wisdom, leadership, sex appeal, all that. You can lead her somewhere. If you're talking to me, you're selling me on, hey, this is what I could do for you in your business to help prosper it in 2022. Right. So remember the reference of the Super Bowl commercial, man. They're spending millions upon millions of dollars so they can be talked about the next day at work and all week, and then their product is then purchased. So you don't see them begging and pleading and up in DMs. They're just presenting it. They're positioning themselves to be seen. And then that product is now seen as valuable. Now people want the product.
Caller, listen to me real quick. We got other calls. Listen, young man. There is no Instagram game. There's no Instagram game. It's me. There is no Tinder. It's me. There are no Plenty of Fish. It's me. There are no dating apps. It's all motherfucking me. The apps don't make me. Tinder doesn't make me. Instagram and all that other silly shit out there that y'all pandering to. That's why you're losing, because you're playing by the rules that they're trying to set for y'all to set y'all up to get to pay more money. Look, they most of the time, it's just like the club game they running on y'all guys. Let the women know for free. They know you dumbasses with no game going to go in there and spend money, and you'll get a few hits and all that other stuff. But they know it's not going to pan out because you don't have any game. And they know you're going to bring your ass right back over there and keep pushing those dollars every month because they know the fix is in. They know you're a loser. They know you're going to lose. The women know that you're going to lose. Everybody knows you're going to lose but you, because you don't have game like E is telling you. See, when you have game, I am not Tinder. I am me. I'm going on Tinder. I'm going on as me. I'm showing them they got to prove themselves to me. But you don't think that way because you don't have no game, young
hell
man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's all about me for sure.
But it's not hell about is. You because don't stop lying, because you were the one that says, how do I have internet game? What the fuck is internet game to a man? That ain't game. That's sucker shit. A man doesn't say internet
game. My question is, If I decide that I want to approach a girl or get at girls online, because we're talking about social media games today, right? Because y'all talking about how it's easier today. I'm asking if it's better for it to be passive or active.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to find out.
Sir, who are you? Are you passive or dominant? You let us – who are you? This is what I'm saying.
I'm dominant.
Like, for example, the other day on my channel or on my Instagram, I posted a picture of a black and gold vibrator. Now, it's because I'm going to be selling these motherfuckers pretty soon, okay? I'm going to be selling these motherfuckers, all right? Now, if a girl finds me on the internet, she's going to come to my motherfucking page because they're indirect and secret like a motherfucker, okay? And so she's going to see, oh, damn, this dude be fucking chicks all crazy and shit. YouTube chill. And so did I do it for her? No, I didn't do it.
Hey.
Hello? Yeah, I can't hear you.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. I gotta reboot it. Hold on a second. Two seconds. Hold on a second.
Hello?
Shit.
We can't hear E.
All right, can't hear E. Hold on one second, E. Just hold on one second. Yeah, my roadcaster is acting up. Hold on one second.
Can you hear me, though? Hello?
key trying to tell you is, man, you got to be the flyest you can be. It matters. The value that you provide to the world matters, man.
Boy, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, thank you. Hey, but yeah, I was saying, but you're saying, hey, I can't say who, but you might.
Hello?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey, hello?
This is the problem when you don't have Jake. You are the common denominator.
You know, that sort of thing. So just know that there is an adjustment, but it's not an adjustment to her. It's an adjustment to yourself.
That's
you're adjusting to yourself. It's not an adjustment to her.
Yes.
It's an adjustment to you. Now, we'll have an understanding of her, just like in sales. If you get an objection from a customer,
yes,
what that means is they're not ready. They might not have the money yet. In other words, a woman may not be ready to fuck yet. She might be on a rag. So some customers are liars. Okay, and customers don't tell you the truth. They lie to you. They never, unless you can somehow be so genuine that you can get them to tell you the truth. Is it that you're not, you don't have the, is this project a little bit down the road, or are you in a position now to go ahead and make this purchase? So there's like subtle questions you can ask, you know, customers in sales to get them to give you the truth. So is this a project you're looking to do 6 months from now, or is this something that you planned for and that you're ready to actually get the ball rolling? In other words, I just asked her without her having to tell me, did you have the money for this?
Yeah.
Or is this, you don't have the money for this? So it's the same thing with a woman. If she offers you an objection, you don't get mad at her and badmouth her, call her names. You say, listen, you know, all right, cool. I'll tell you what, you're not ready for what I'm offering. No problem. I understand. Get ready and get back to me. It's the same exact way. I didn't really adjust to her. I understood her, but I always stayed committed to what I wanted.
Right. Okay. We have a phone call.
Very important.
We have a phone call, but wait a second. Hey, D. You ain't around real men. Stop that shit, man. I love how betas hang around other betas that they think are men. You remember D Danny. Remember, there are beta there are alpha zebras. There are zebras that smash all the zebras out in the thing. But you put that zebra up against a lion and see what happens. So you might be looking at betas and talking about all that silly ass shit you're saying. All right, let's go ahead and bring the next caller in. I'm sorry for the wait, guy. 407, what's your question, brother? Sorry for the wait. What's up?
Hey, throw me back in. I'll butt in when I'm ready.
Well, dude, what is your question, big guy?
Well, okay, the question is how exactly should I structure a dating profile?
Well, I didn't even hear the question.
How should you structure
a
dating profile?
A dating profile. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. All right, I'll say this. I'm going to say this to you. You're going to have to book a session with one of us for
Absolutely.
That. There's a program, I'm sure. However, I'll give you a few things. You got to have so you have to be very strategic. There's always has to be a strategy to what you're doing, because that's essentially what game is. There is a system to what you're doing. So even like when Rosebud Bisco, shout out to him, during that thing, he said, I don't give a fuck what you're saying. I want to hear how you speak so I can know how to get at you. Okay? So that is adjusting a little bit. Okay, but you're just going in the tool bag. So you don't go get a sledgehammer for something that you just required a Phillips. Okay, you grab the Phillips and you use the Phillips for that particular thing. So you know, there has to be a system set up. So your pictures have to be well taken. They can't be too cheesy. I don't recommend any selfies, really. I don't recommend selfies. So I do this all the time for my clients. I got all my clients set up for online dating apps with good pictures. I edit the shots myself. I help them with their bio from start to finish, and they're getting great results. Then you got to have a system as to how you message women and how you create a certain level of comfort fairly quickly, and then get her to meeting you in person. You don't want to be on there a long time, so you need some game. You need to sit with one of us. So I suggest you book a session.
Yeah, and for some, this is what I want to say to you, and this is why you need to book a session, because your profile is not your personality. What a lot of you guys go wrong is that you come up with these false profiles instead of having a profile that really shows the best side to you. To not sit around and have, well, my name is Ron and I'm a Pisces and I like to jog, and I'm 50 I'm 5'4" and I will lift weights and I love to have a stick up my ass and go fishing on Friday. Man, all that goofy ass. That's why y'all lose, because y'all are always trying to write profiles to fit what you think the woman wants. I cannot tell you how many women have told my clients, I'm not that kind of girl. If you are looking for sex, pass me by. Then they give these guys sex that week. Y'all guys got to stop falling for the okie doke. But listen, your profile is not your personality. Because if you have the perfect profile, here's the problem. You're not the perfect person that can back up that profile. Because as soon as she gets interested in that profile, guess what? You got to, then you got to, you're in the game. You got to talk to her. You got to text her. You got to be face to face. So if you think the perfect profile is going to get you women, it's going to get their foot in the door. But as soon as they peel you back, pull that curtain back, they're going to see that you have no game, and they're just going to move on and take you for your meal or your dinner, big dog. That's why you need to either go to E or myself to learn some game. E, what say you, my brother?
No, I mean, that's the other thing, too. It's like I can imagine there are some guys that if you tell them how to build a profile and you tell them step by step what to do, but then you're not there for the rest, they're going to say that your system didn't work. But in all actuality, you don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So even if I tell you how to take a picture, I'm going to ask you, does taking a picture like that resonate with who you are? If I suggest for you to take a picture, like, for example, I have a guy that is a DJ on the side. He does DJing. So I said, okay, great. Let's get a cool DJ shot of you. Why do I want a DJ shot of you? Because that's something that you actually do. So I'm not going to go tell you to go sit in a Lamborghini and the bitch is like, oh, where's your Lambo at? Oh, I ain't got a Lambo. So then, now you a bitch. Now you're a liar. And so it's like I want to make sure that I'm going to study you. I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to find out what's important to you and who you are. And then we're going to take pictures around who that actually is. So that way it translates and it's congruent, as Steve mentioned, from the pictures to the bio, which the bio doesn't have to be too extensive. You know, pictures do a lot of, you know, pictures make a lot on online dating. But then how you message matters too, how you expedite it to meeting. That's how you find out who's bullshitting you too.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's like, hey, you know, these women will sit, you know, they'll want to sit there and talk to you. Now you make a decision. It's like, do you want to give her 5 to 10 exchanges? I'm not opposed to that if you know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing, you can give a woman 20 exchanges. At some point, though, you got to say, hey, listen, let's go ahead and expedite this to a date. Meet me out such and such on this day. Does that work for you? And then that's how you do it. But then when you show up on the date, all that energy that you showed in the pictures, that has to show up on the date. And if it doesn't, it's not going to work.
There you go. You got, and that's where a lot of guys, see, this is where Ian and I can help you when that you choose whatever, but you just got to see the big picture for what it is. Because a lot of guys will take advantage of you guys and just give you a profile knowing you're going to mess up. It's just like the Tinder game they run it. They know you're going to mess up, then you come running right back to them. It's the same thing that y'all are doing on these dating apps. Y'all are getting women because the women are getting, like, free. I mean, they're getting all these women in for free. So women get in for free just like the club. It's going to drive you guys. You're going to get somebody interested in you, but as soon as you got to talk, as soon as they got to see who you are, that's what you're going to lose, and then you'll go back into the pile, and you'll repeat the cycle. What we're trying to say to you is once you learn yourself and learn who you are, it is you're just imprinting who you are online. That's it. It's not. It's like I'm use E as the example. E is always E. That means E can be on a goddamn cave with fucking colored drawings of sticks and fucking oxygen. Him holding a stick, and he'll still come off the same way he is face to face. That's what makes him who he is. Okay, and that's what we're saying for you, big guy. Okay, so. Yes, you can get help with the profile, but understand that's just going to get the foot in the door. That's not going to seal the deal, okay, young man?
Agreed. Thank you, man.
All right, man. Throw you back in. Great question. All right, guys, lines are open. We got questions, but guys, I want a lot of guys to understand that the game, that there's nothing new under the sun. So just understand that everything you're seeing right now has happened in some shape, form, or capacity. It didn't happen like you're seeing it right now, but it has happened. So don't think something is new, because y'all guys think women having a bunch of OnlyFans or groupies and all that other stuff, this has been going on since the dawn of time. Women have been selling their ass since the dawn of time. Women have been getting married since the dawn of time. using their men, using their husbands, sleeping with guys on the side. It's been happening since the dawn of time. It is nothing new. What is new is you're starting to realize where you're at in the food chain, and E, I think that's the problem. A lot of these guys, when they go online, they're starting to really see that, oh, shit, I'm food. And I don't think they can accept that they're food. What say you, Ian? We'll bring in some of these questions.
No, that's true. I do want to give a quick example of something that happened to me on an online dating. I had a picture of me at a pool, and I had like a margarita on the side. And then this one girl that I matched with, she lived 60 miles away from me at the time. I got her to come to me because I don't go to women. I don't, and I never will. And so I got her to come to me, and at this particular time, I was staying in like an apartment. So it was like a community pool on the premises. Well, she must have assumed that it was my pool. I swear to God, this bitch came to my crib, was like, oh, it's not your pool, huh? It's a community pool? And I was like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, it's a community pool. But it just goes to show that these women want to make sure that you are who you say you are. Now, I slammed her ass the first fucking day right in the middle of the afternoon, so it didn't matter. But she did say that. I'll never forget that. She was like, I thought you had your own pool. And I was like, well, I kind of do have my own pool. I pay for this motherfucker. It's included in the rent. So she kind of threw a little jab at me. And I told her, yeah, get your ass in the pool or whatever. And I fucked her the same day, right in the middle of the afternoon. And then we continued to see each other after that as well. But what I'm trying to say is that what you put in that dating app, they're going to see if you really got that. Okay. And so you got to be prepared to answer those questions. It's like the guy who said, I rented a Lamborghini for my dating profile. Now, if the woman asks you, I thought you had a Lamborghini. So what you going to say now? You better say, oh, yeah, I was visiting Miami and I rented one for the weekend. So you better just go ahead and say that then. And don't say, oh, yeah, I had one and I sold it or I traded it in and got myself something a little bit more economical. Fuck out of here. So just, you know, whatever the truth is, just tell the truth.
This is why I was saying why dating apps for you guys and profiles still show what you are. 22, please break up with her. Save her, please. Let her go. Break up with her. Please break up with her. Even women feel sorry for losers like with this shit you're saying right here. If you're a grown goddamn man and you don't know when you're asking us, please break up with her. Thank you for the tuition also.
Casual Germ.
Yeah,
thank
you Casual.
Appreciate
I'm
that.
Just saying, but man, hey, B, just break up with her, dog. This is what I'm saying. Y'all guys want women, but you can't even navigate women. You can't even navigate yourself to navigate women. E, let's say you on that one, man.
I didn't even see that dude's question. What did he say?
Let me show you this cake ass shit.
I didn't even hear his question.
Man, look at this cake. Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Michael.
Buckley, this is what he said. My main girl in my rotation asked me to be her Valentine's. I said yes, and she got me a gift. Should I get her something?
Okay. If I told you.
I mean, why are you asking men as a man what you should do for your main girl?
But he's got a rotation.
I mean,
lying ass motherfucker.
I look at it this way. I mean,
Jesus
Christ. If you want to buy her something, buy her something. I'm not going to tell you not to buy a woman something if you feel she's worthy of that or you want to buy her something. I mean, this is where being a man comes in. It's like, is it wrong to buy a woman something? No, it's not wrong to buy a woman something. It's not. Now, if you're buying women you don't know things and overextending yourself and fucking trying to buy her love and attention and her time, that is a problem. But if a woman is actively in your life and serving you and you're serving her, you guys have a great relationship and she buys you something. Now, look, it depends on how you pitched it. I ain't doing big Valentine's days. I'm not doing that. Now, if SNO wants to buy me a gift for Valentine's Day, then she could buy me something and I might buy her something too. But it's not because she wants it. It's because I want to do it. So just remember, it doesn't really matter what SNO wants. It's what I want to do for her. Okay, that's my truth. It doesn't really matter what she wants. She could tell me if she wants something, but at the end of the day, if I don't want to do it for her, I'm not going to do it. If I do want to do it for her and I feel that, I hate to say it like this, but I'm going to say it, she's worthy of getting that from me, then she'll get it.
All right, I go ahead and answer this. I'm going to answer after you. Go ahead and read
this. Let me see what T. Simpson says here. How do I get a better mouthpiece? I'm pretty sure this is the only thing holding me back. You have to get out there and start talking to people. I said that I made a video 2 years ago talking about that the best way to get a mouthpiece is to start talking to everyone, not just women. You got to talk. You got to call us right now and start talking to us about, ask us a question. Then tomorrow when you wake up, say hello to your neighbor. When you see a lady, how you doing? Let me get that door for you. How you doing? Great. Have a good day. You're talking. You get to know the people at the bank. You walk in the bank. How you doing, Susan? Good morning to you. Yeah, I just need a deposit check. That's all. Got some heavy weather on the way, don't we? Yeah, did you take a look at the forecast? Yeah, we got some snow coming. Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah, give me that in hundreds. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and deposit some. I need to take about $500. Great. Can you give me an envelope for that? Perfect. Talking to people. You know what you want to do, and you are doing it, and you're saying it. That's the only way to get a mouthpiece, man. You got to go out there and assert yourself and put yourself in a position to talk, to get what you want. It requires you to be a good communicator. This is, but it ain't going to happen, and I'll throw it to Steve. It's not going to happen if you just want to do this with women. You have to do this with all beings that come across your path. You have to do this with everybody. That's the problem. These little simp-ass motherfuckers, they just want to talk to women and beg these motherfuckers for pussy, but yet they don't talk to the dude sitting next to them. They don't talk to the guy over there. You know, it's that you only want to make it about these women when life is about just demonstrating who you are to everyone that you meet. So having a good mouthpiece is talking to every person, but having a purpose when you talk to them.
First off, to you guys, I'm sorry that y'all are still on some kindergarten thinking. You're asking, how do I get a better mouthpiece? All right. So allow me. Okay. To kindergarten this shit in this next drawing I have. This is Ron. Ron wants some apples. What does Ron do? Does Ron walk over and get the apples? Does Ron look at the apples? Or does Ron do all the above? Because apparently, y'all are grown men that still act like fucking children. If you want to learn how to get a better mouthpiece, then you must dig in your pocket and pay for a coach that can show you how to get a better mouthpiece. See, Ron wants the apple, but you, my friend, are just looking at the apples and you're sending us a message and saying, well, hey, guys, how do I get the apples? I want to walk it through you one last time. And this is what we keep trying to tell you. If you don't have a skill and the two people on this panel have the skill and can teach you the skill, do you A, find a dating coach, B, just watch these YouTubes and take the crumbs we give you, or C, keep asking the same goddamn dumbass questions? I'm trying to be nice to him. I'm trying to be nice to him. But I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, no. Me too, man. I'm trying.
God, this is some common sense. How do I get a better mouth? Come on.
Common. But common sense isn't common. You've heard that before, Steve. And understand this. That Ron character that Steve be drawing on the quickness.
Ron, thank you. It's Ron.
There was a Ron in 1980. There was a Ron in 1970.
Thank you.
There was a Ron in 1960. So I need you to know that the Rons have been around a long motherfucking time that were scared to talk, scared to be assertive, scared to go after what they want. It's not just you. So don't feel bad, caller. You need advice. You need counsel. You need a mentor. All right. But like I said, one of the best ways to get started with a mouthpiece is to start talking to people, all people, not just these raggedy women that y'all are so thirsty to fuck. YouTube chill. God, I'm talking everybody. The best mouthpiece is the guy that ain't even really worried about women, bro, because we know we're going to get them anyway at some point. Look, a guy like me or Steve is not even worried about a woman because they're – I don't want to sound rude, but they're a dime a dozen, man. They want us. So I'm over here living a dope life. Like, I'll get to you when I get to you. Like, if you make it about – speaking to her in the correct manner, you've already lost. If you're worried about how she's going to perceive you, you've already lost. Okay. You just have to be a you just have to represent yourself. And I, you know, I've said that. Man, I have a video on that. How to have a masterful mouthpiece. The guys with the best mouthpieces are the guys that actually talk to everyone. They just talk to everyone, man. Now, I'm not saying all the time where you there's like guys out there that just talk to everyone too much. It's like almost comes off inauthentic. Have a purpose when you talk to somebody and concentrate on being a valuable person. You can make people feel spectacular when you talk to them.
You know, it's not bad that this is a fucking silly ass question. Okay, I appreciate the questions. But what's bad is the motherfuckers of Williams. And I'm really feeling some fucking kind of way about that. Because of Williams is saying this is bad, man. Because it would have it's like an Overton saying this shit. You'd feel some kind of way, E. It's fucking.
I understand this man here, this young man. I don't know. He looked like a grown man, but I understand he doesn't know, which is why again think about. Hey, I'm gonna keep saying this through 2022, man. Think about how much money Doritos spends for the Super Bowl, just so you can talk about that shit the next day. You gotta put your money where your mouth is. If you don't know what you're doing, you're gonna have to find a coach that you think is the best one for you. Invest in that coach, thus invest in yourself, and get this information, man. Because this is not common information. What we teach you, you're not gonna learn about it in school. Your daddy's not gonna tell you. I mean, you're gonna have to hire somebody such as ourselves to teach you this stuff. So I empathize with Jay. He's asking a sincere question. It's very common sense, as Steve said. I mean, you just have to start talking to people, man. Well, you do. You'll never know until you start practicing.
Here's my problem with JW, because I don't want to call him a Williams. I'm going to call him JW. Here's the problem I have with him. One thing I cannot stand, and I love my chat room dogs, and this is for my chat room dogs. You guys are in here, and we're proud of you. We're glad y'all are in here. We're glad that you're learning. We're glad you're asking questions. But one thing, E, I cannot stand is that fucking one kid that thinks he's better than everybody else by trying to say some shit to try to make everyone else look bad. Motherfucker, you are not good looking. I'm not judging you. I'm saying you're ugly on the inside. I don't care how you look on the outside. You're ugly as fuck. You want to know why you're ugly as fuck? Because you think you're better than all these guys on here. Everybody in here is asking questions, and I appreciate you guys asking questions. Don't ever come on this show talking about I'm good looking and then say that silly ass shit because you ain't getting women. Stop lying. Man, I wish we had Lucario saying, why are you lying on yourself? You ain't good looking. You a sucker because any man that comes on this show talking about I look good is the same guy that says, you know what? I'm not racist, E, but come on, man. The fuck out of here with that.
That's
silly.
True.
The fuck
That's
out of here with that
true.
Silly
That's
ass
true,
shit.
Man.
You're not good looking. You're weak as fuck. And guess what? Your looks might get you in the door, but as soon as you open your goddamn mouth because you can't fuck, you can't eat pussy, you can't kiss, and you weak as fuck, they're going to walk all over your silly ass. So what you mean eventually need game, motherfucker? You need game right now. And the reason I'm being this way, E, is I hate people trying to make the guys in the chat room feel less than when they come on here talking about I'm good looking and shit and I get women. I'm sorry. I just hate that shit, man.
No, it's fine, man. I mean, I understand. I mean, it's a cope, really, is what it is. I mean, look, it's a cope, man. I'm going to point out all the copes anyway over time. But no, man, I mean, even if you are good looking, but, I mean, that's just one phase. I want you to be good looking. Look, I want you to look the best you can look, okay? For yourself, though, don't you want to be the best looking that you could be? But it's just one phase of your game is your appearance. I mean, clearly you don't want to have bad breath. You want to have good hygiene. You want to have, you know, haircuts. You want to wear clothes that are clean and it fits you relatively well. You want to keep yourself in good physical condition, not just so you look well, but hey, look, what if you got to get in a fight? What do you have to protect yourself? What if you need, hey, look, cardiovascular, you know, I mean, you know, if you're fucking like a champion, you know, so what I'm saying is look is important, but it's one phase. And if that's all you got, you ain't going to win in the end. You won't win. Just like a woman won't. Steve, just like a woman won't, if all she's got is looks, she's got a spoiled personality, she offers no value, she doesn't want to learn anything, she's uncoachable and unpleasant, she's got to go. I don't care how fine you are, you have to go.
Well, what man uses the word coast? Men don't talk like that.
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
say things that I coast along on being a man. Shout out to Tyler 707 with the super chat. I appreciate
What's up,
you.
Brother?
And also, Harry, thank you for the suit, the tuition. Thank you very much, guys. I got a question. Put a Q in there. Guys, I'm not, listen, I'm trying to save you guys because these women out here don't play. Okay, they don't play. But wait, let me stop right here. See, this is what I'm saying. Hey, T-Dog, listen, listen. We told you about this shit on Sunday. I think it was Uncle E that said this shit. If you are following our dog, Lucario, then get your fucking ass off of this place and take your ass over to Lucario and ask him. Don't tell
him. And don't just ask him. Get on the Bad Boy membership
please.
And drop that cash.
Yes, please.
And get on the Bad Boy membership and learn from him.
Please.
Then. You know, like, look, I'm always going to push people to where they want to be. I'm going to push a bitch where she wants to be. I'm going to anybody. I'm always going to put, hey, look, you want to be somewhere else? I ain't begging your ass. The door is open. Get the fuck up out of here. And that's what, and that's good. That's a good thing. You guys are trying to keep people and shit, keep bitches in your life. I had to tell one of my friends who's a Packers fan. I said, why are you sipping for Aaron Rodgers, man? Let that motherfucker go, bro. Y'all coping for his ass. But anyway, if that Kearney looking motherfucker wants to go to the Broncos, let him go, man.
Oh,
but anyway,
my God.
Real talk over there to the Bad Boy membership.
Yes, go to Bad Boy membership, man. Go to the Bad Boy membership, man. Y'all got to stop this shit, man. Fine, stick with your mentor. Let's get to the next question we have right here.
Aussie, what's up?
Aussie, what says?
So this all boils down to procreation.
Well, okay, if you take away the electricity, the lights, and all that other stuff, and take away fire and stuff, it's just nature at the end of the day. It's just, it's all nature. Right now, we're living in this fantasy bubble, but what a lot of y'all don't understand is that, unfortunately, women can see men and see food. And I know y'all don't want to, like, believe that, but they know a man when they see him. And they know a guy pretending to be a man when they see him very easily because they got a lot of game. E, what say you, my brother?
No, I agree with you completely. This is a good point that I want to just point out by E Love. This is true. And I'm going to kind of unpack this a little bit. He said, when your spirit is clean, you're better looking. So the spirit can also be interpreted as your mindset. So if your mindset is focused and clear, and you don't have a bunch of tabs open, and you're not super confused, trying to be a bunch of 100 different things, and you're just being comfortable with who you are, naturally, that let's use the word energy, that behavior is going to be detected by people. They're going to see it just in your eyes, in your smile. You could always look at somebody and tell if that is a miserable person. You could even look at a woman under her eyes. It's just big bags, just wrinkled, nasty, just hates her life. It's about a bunch of foolish decisions she's made, and she hasn't made any changes. And so, again, there is something to be said about having a clean, clear spirit and mindset. It shows up in your interactions with people. It does. That was a good comment.
Nixon, I'm saying this with love, Nixon. What the fuck are you talking about, big dog? Do you understand they were bitches on boats before yachts and shit, motherfucker? Why do you care? Just answer that question. Why would you make a statement like this? See, what y'all don't understand, your statements tell a lot about who you are. Y'all just don't understand. That's why when y'all text, y'all lose. When you open your mouth, you lose. Your statements tell the world what you really think about yourself. And the fact that social media is advertising and yacht babies and parties, so, guess what? Y'all guys actually think that the bitches on the boats are really fucking the guys on the boats. No, they're taking those guys' money. And guess who they fucking for free? Guys like me and this motherfucker right beside me. Guys like motherfuckers right beside me. We're getting it for free. They can get on the boat. How many women say, well, you know what? I'm going to the yard party. Hey, baby, go have a good time. Hey, shake your ass. Have a good time. Go. And guess who they on the phone with? Guess who they coming home and sucking dick? Why they taking money? So Nixon, you need coaching because you hate yourself with this bitch-ass statement you said. He would say you, brother.
Now, I just never would be able to say the yacht babies. I mean, who says that? I mean, yacht babies. I don't even know what that – what is a yacht baby? Now, look, I'll say this. If you're that dude that has that kind of cash and you got yachts and that's what you genuinely like to do and it's being filmed and advertised on your channel, cool. Do that shit and enjoy your life. I don't have a problem with that as long as you're that dude, okay? But if you're not that dude, pretending to be that dude, now you got a problem on your hands. So I would just say this. Look, you know, I don't go on yachts. Have I been on boats? Of course, I've been on many boats in my life. That's just not an interest to me. Will I ever be on a yacht? I'll probably be on a yacht again. I will. Right now I'm hustling. I'm dedicated. I got my nose. I'm like under the radar right now. But at some point or another, I'm going to get out there on the water. I'm going to do that for me. I'm a shit. Steve and I, maybe the guys will be on a yacht one day doing our own thing, and, you know, celebrating something. And we might take some pictures. Who knows? I probably wouldn't post it on my social media. I'll just keep it to myself. So I will say this. He's right, but that it has to be authentic. But at the end of the day, who gives a fuck what these women are doing, bro? I don't give a fuck what a woman is doing right now. Like dudes will actually say this. There are guys that fly women all over the world.
Give a fuck. I appreciate them.
I give a fuck about another dude flying another woman to come see him somewhere? I don't care. I ain't paying nobody's bills. I ain't paying nobody's ticket to come see me. If you want to come see me, I'll give you a motherfucking location. You pack your bag, book your own goddamn ticket, and then come see me. Why the fuck is that a concern? I don't understand why content creators say this. They got guys flying all over. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, my God.
You're talking about one dude flying around maybe five bitches. Who cares? Let him do that shit.
Exactly. All right, D asked the question, does the time frame in which sex should happen with a woman matter? Some coaches teach sex should happen quickly. Some coaches don't make it about sex. E, you go first. I'll go behind you on this one.
I mean, time frame clearly matters. Everything is situational. So, you know, like I've said this before, if you're talking to a girl who just got fucked by me the night before, she ain't ready to fuck you right now. Her pussy hurts. She's cool. you got to know this. Like, sex happens at the appropriate time for a woman. If she just got fucked and you're hitting her with fuck, she's going to probably resist you a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean she might not put you in her back pocket and reserve you for a later time. But if she just got fucked, she don't want to be fucked. She's cool. So it is part of your responsibility to kind of like understand where she's at right now. I could always tell when a woman needs some dick too. I could always tell. Like she's ready to come over. She's ready to come see me. There's a natural flow to the process. But if a woman is full on something, just like if she's full on money, have you ever met a woman who had money and she don't want you for your money? Okay, the only women that want you for your money are bitches that don't have money and that mismanage money. Those are the only ones that want you for money. You, generally speaking, if a woman has an abundance of something, she doesn't really want it elsewhere. She's cool. Okay, so if a woman is limited on sex or not getting the quality sex she's looking for, and she stumbles upon a guy that actually has a certain level of sex appeal and he's saying all the right things, she's more likely to have sex with you. But if she's being fulfilled in the sex department very well, her chances of seeing you for sex are slim.
D-Dog, this is what I don't understand. And I guess you, because I know you're not a member of the Man Mindset, you're definitely one of E, but what I understand is that why aren't you asking,
I'll see you next one.
Yeah, why aren't you asking the question about the time frame of her wanting to fuck you? What is up with all this? You got to run behind these women questions y'all have as if you have no value. Oh, wait. Ah, I forgot. Which you text us tells us a lot about who you are. You're over here worried about a time frame and you're not even talking to women. So what the fuck do you care? You're not even talking. You're probably in your house trying to figure out, God damn it, what do I do when I go outside my house? And I'm not trying to be mean to you, D, but y'all questions, this is why women eat y'all up for lunch, man. You're so busy.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve. I got to point this out because this just kind of goes to show this man's story. He said, bullshit. She wants you for your money no matter how much money she has. Only with men like you.
Yeah.
That is your experience.
That's my...
You're telling us your experience.
Right.
Look, if me and Steve had a different story to tell, we'd tell you a different story. We don't have another story to tell you, man. We are not giving women money. As a matter of fact, they give us money. They give us gifts.
Exactly.
They buy us things. They simp for us. Okay.
Go.
So I'm not going to see, and only a bitch is going to say bullshit. That's a bitch dude.
That's
right
a
there.
Bitch.
That's
yeah.
Bullshit. She wants you for your, that's really what he's saying. Bullshit. There's even a way, even like dudes, if you disagree, to say, listen, that's not my experience. I disagree. Every woman that I've seen always wanted me for more than just the man. They wanted me for assets. I would respect that more than a dude that comes on here and says that all women want you for money. They want your money even if they have money. You are telling us what your experience is. Just know that. Even content creators that tell you, and I'll throw it to Steve, when a content creator tells you that a woman only wants you for your money, that content creator is telling you his individual story.
Mm-hmm.
If Steve and I had a different story, we'd be teaching you a different story.
Exactly.
We are teaching you the story that we live. Now, that we're teaching you our story.
Right, but I would say to you, young man, with love, is go fire your drill sergeant and hit him in the throat because he failed you. He failed you. Because if you're a military man, I appreciate your service to the country, but you are one lost, weak motherfucker. Maybe you were scrubbing the toilets with toothbrushes and shit, saying this goofy-ass shit. But like I keep telling you, you dumb motherfucker, not you guys, chat room guys, this guy right here, you are what you talk about, and look at you. Look at you, brother. You over here talking about you simping, you being a sucker, and guess what? That's what you're supposed to be. So what I think you should do is instead of giving her your money, just give her your credit cards and your bank account numbers and just let her do what she's going to do to your ass anyway because you don't have game. And please don't go with this bullshit. That's women shit. Man the fuck up. God damn it. Please. All right, we got other questions in here. Let me grab. We got some super chats I got to hit as well. Let me get to the super chats real quick.
And like real talk, I want to say something too, you know. There was a guy in here that thanked you for your service, and I think that's very respectful. But at the same time, if you're going to tell two grown-ass men that you came over here, we're not where you're at, you came over here, and you're saying bullshit, what kind of man of honor talks like that? Real talk. I just want to say this. What kind of man of discipline and honor says bullshit? She just wants you for your money even if she has it. Like, what kind of man of honor and discipline and respect says that? So I question your integrity as
I'm not going to be the foxhole with that motherfucker. He'll get me killed. All right, let's see here. All right, let's get to some of these super chats. All right, we want to say thank you, JC. Salute, value for value. Thank you very much.
Hey, it is what it is. I got to call it out, man. There's a way to represent yourself if you're a man of integrity, character, honor, and respect. There is a way to represent yourself.
Shout out to Austin for the $20 super chat. Thank you, bro, Austin. We appreciate you. Don says you got a question. I wanted say, I know you say it's good for a woman to say that you're selfish, conceited, et cetera, but is there a line between showing confidence and just coming off as a – but wait a second. Don. See, that's female shit right there, Don. I'll never say, you know what, Sadie? Everett is acting like a jerk. I mean, I just hit me in my throat. Why do you use feminine word? Men don't talk. Women call us jerks. What do you mean coming across? Listen, E and I, King's English, are nice gentlemen. We don't treat women bad. The reason we're assholes and conceited and called jerks and called selfish is because unlike the rest of you humans and surface dwellers, we can say no. And we can walk away from a woman. And they know that when they meet us that they can't get away with anything. So that's why they say that. But why do you care? What does that mean coming off as a jerk? What the fuck does that even mean?
Well, there's multiple things that could mean. That can mean, one, she didn't get her way with you, so now she has to call you names. She can't get her way. That's probably not the case in this situation. Let me say this, though. Being conceited unnecessarily can come off as feminine, okay? Unnecessary conceit can come off as this man is insecure and probably feminine. There's a difference between being conceited or a man being sure of what he wants, okay? When a man is sure of what he wants, he says what he wants, and he says it calmly, but he doesn't judge the reaction of the person he's saying it to. He's basically extending an opportunity to someone in a calm manner. Now, he could do it with a smirk. He could do it with kind of cocky posture. I don't have a problem with that. But just as long as you say what you want to do and you give them the opportunity to choose if they want to do it with you. Now, if they don't want to do it with you, say, hey, listen, we're just not on the same page right now, baby girl. I'll tell you what, you move on what you need to do. I'm going to go ahead and go get what I want. And then if for some reason we align again, we do this. If not, you enjoy your life. Like, that's not conceited. That's just a man that's very sure of what he wants. He has a standard, and he doesn't move away from that standard.
Absolutely.
So I do want guys to know that there can be a level of conceit that is unnecessary that will come off insecure and even borderline feminine if you're not careful.
Jesus, God, that's it. Just when you think it was okay. All right. So if a girl you see as a six, but she's into you and she's submissive and coach is able, wait, coach. Okay. You mean coach. She's coachable. Excuse me. Is it weird that you see her as a higher number? Now, I just want to say something real quick.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, this is, William, I'm glad you're not a Williams, but William, listen, the thing is, bro, just fucking, the thing is,
you
that's where you
Hey, man, we got to do some stand-up comedy at some point, bro.
No, William, I'm just saying this. My clients, I teach, hey, 10, 9, 8, 7. Never go below 6. Okay. I don't want the crumb snatchers and the, you know, they got like a hump back in their hand. Hey, one of these guys, what y'all need to do is take a field trip.
Taking some notes.
Take a field trip out of your house, and you're going to see that guy pushing that stroller with some Sasha, come on, hurry up, you're going to stroll. And you're going to see he's the most miserable motherfucker. You want to know why? He was messing with a six. The six went right over to his place. The six didn't want to give dibs or anything. Didn't even have to wear rubbers. And then he got that six knocked up, and now he's got to be around that Sasquatch-ass motherfucker all the time. Leave the fucking commoners alone. You're royalty. You want the best of the best, brother. He would say you, man. I'm fucking laughing at you.
I mean, look, and also you got to get away from kind of like, even though I've used numbers as a reference point, but you got to get away from that. A lot of the time you guys want women just to impress other men, which is suspect as fuck, okay? Steve ain't choosing women to hope that I like it, okay? I'm not choosing a bitch just so Lucario is impressed. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, Lucario's not making a decision on a woman hoping that the group likes the motherfucker. Like, he's choosing a woman because that he's feeling her, he likes the engagement, he's feeling the vibe, and it's a productive situation.
Yes.
So this is man talk shit that I got to talk to you about. Get off the words and the sixes and, you know, I want arm candy and all this fucking shit. You know, like, hey, each man has something different that turns him on. To me, it's a mild-mannered woman with a soft voice that knows how to talk. That's a yes, sir woman. Okay. Yes, champion. Yes, sir. Right on the double. I'm ahead of you on that. I know exactly what you want. See, that does it for me. I get a stiff one for that kind of thing. Okay. It's not so much really how she looks, because I'm going to redesign her anyway. If I don't like her bangs, I'm growing them out. If her bangs are too long, I'm going to tell her to cut them. If she needs to change her appearance slightly, grow out that pubic hair, put my initials in it. If I want her bald now because I want a different experience, I'm going to tell her to shave. So at the end of the day, as a man, you have to determine why you're dealing with this woman and how she does it for you.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Ask that question again.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what he's saying.
To anyone.
Don't ever ask that question again. What is that? Have you guys ever heard of?
Have you guys ever heard of the rumbling? Nah.
Hey, I heard of getting women.
I heard of
her facing the pillow and her ass in the air. Heard of her giving up the ass, but.
Hey, the only rumbling I hear is the bitch that I don't take out to dinner. Shit, I just her stomach rumbling after I fucked the shit out of her. And I'm like, hey, baby, here's a strong cheese and a Diet Pepsi. Call me when you get home. Let me know you made it safely. That bitch stops at White Castles or Wendy's on the way home and shit. Hey, real talk. That's how you know a bitch really likes you. She don't even need to eat with you, but on the way home after getting smashed, that motherfucker stops at a drive-thru like, oh, shit, my pussy feels good. Give me a $5 biggie bag. Give me two of those with a Frosty. And shit, you go home and eat.
Dude.
I might have heard a rumbling in a bitch's stomach.
He answered that. I can't even fucking, I don't know what the fuck to say on that shit.
Let's see what we got. Hugo Miza says, on Facebook, do you recommend sending friend requests?
Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that.
I agree with you, but I don't want him to do it. You're right. I don't want you to do it. Because if you got to ask that question, then don't do it. If you got, don't do it. Do not. I don't understand. I don't understand. Do you think you need our permission to do that shit? Mother, do it.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, like, you know, do you want to ask us that when you got to fucking take a piss too?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean to you, bro,
man,
but like a man, Steve says this all the time. I say this shit. You think it, then you do it, and you have a purpose for doing it. You don't just do shit and you just throw shit at the wall. Hopefully it sticks. I mean, you got to have a purpose for what you're doing and then you do the shit.
Shit, man. Yes, yes.
I used to fuck everybody on Facebook, bro. I had to send a friend request at some point to fuck her.
Yeah.
And then sometimes she would hit me up, message me. So it would be both ways.
And guess what, guys? It is why I keep telling you. Sometimes when you're on Facebook or Instagram, these women will start liking your photos. They'll send you something on the back end. They will do all that to reach out to you. So I'm just saying.
Shout out to Hugo.
Yeah, Hugo, yeah. It's all good, man. It's just you're asking. It's not related to the topic because you're looking at the world through your beta eyes. You're not looking through the world through a man until you are raised up by a man. And that is y'all's problem. Though, unfortunately, you have turned the internet, the female internet, into your mom or your father, and you think there used to be a joke before as the internet started that they was like, if it's on the internet, it's true. And y'all still like have this same mindset years later because you think just because somebody says it, it's actually true, E.
Yeah, man. I mean, and then here's another thing. I mean, you'll get women to actually start messaging you. See, women are indirect creatures, okay? So a lot of them are not going to come out and say, hey, man, I want you in my bed tonight. But what they'll do is they'll look at your story. They'll hit the like button. They might message you. You know, I used to have women messaging me all the time. Mm-hmm. But see, I was presenting a product that was attractive. I was presenting a product that women wanted to be part of. You know, even my posts. I used to do back into the Facebook days when I was doing my other job, I would actually, you know, I'm a writer now. So I would write some things out and women would be very intrigued by what I was writing. And so then they would message me and say, hey, I really liked what you posted today. That really resonated with me. In other words, what she's saying is, can you fuck me doggy style? Okay. That's what she was saying, but she's not saying it. She's not going to say it up front. She's going to use another way to kind of talk to you. But that's what she said was like, I really loved your post. In other words, put your fucking your boot on the back of my neck and fuck the shit. That's what she was really saying.
That shit. They love
so
that
a
shit.
Man with game understands that.
You understand that, right? Right, exactly. No, that's this is what we're just trying to show you guys. I know a lot of you guys are under the assumption that women are like, you know, for some reason they've done like something so different that they, you know, that generations and other generations of women haven't done before. They've all done the same thing to a certain extent, right, man, as they just have. And that's what y'all have not. It's hard. See, the hardest thing to accept, if you really accept what I'm saying, is to realize that maybe the women are not the problem. Maybe it's the guys that's
they're
looking,
definitely not.
Right. Maybe it's the guys that's looking at the women on the yacht versus talking to the women on the yacht. You know what I mean? Maybe it's the guys that worry about, how should I be this way on a dating app or how should I be that way? Do y'all understand these women? And listen, and I'm not trying to hurt feelings because I care, but these women think more about a pebble of sand on the beach than they think about the majority of you guys. And the reason is because there's nothing interesting about you because you choose not to learn game. It's so simple. It's just like my boy Ron here. If Ron wants the apples, Ron would fucking go get those apples. But you guys don't want to learn game. You just want to sit and bird watch my dog eat. Y'all want to watch me, and y'all want to think that y'all learn anything. You ain't learn. You're getting information, yes. But the real shit you got to pay for. Listen. Okay, here's the main thing. Let me, for the old guys, like, why are you always talking about money and all this other stuff? Why are you always saying, let me just say something to you real quick. Not most of you guys, but that guy is saying that right now. Guys, do you know how much free shit we told you that you haven't even done yet? So why the fuck would we give you the good shit for free, knowing you won't even do the free shit? because most of y'all won't even do the free shit that E tells you, the free shit I tell you. And it's free. You want to know why you won't do it? Because it's free. Because you think, because it's free, that you know what? Oh, it's not, it's just, he's just saying some shit. I'm not going to do it. And that's why y'all guys lose, E. You got it, man.
Hey, and it doesn't make you right either to go run after another loser that is spouting off how bad women are, how they change, it doesn't make you right to go find a safe zone full of a bunch of fucking losers talking about their losses with women. I just want you to know it doesn't make you a winner, and it doesn't make them bad, and it doesn't make you right.
Yeah.
It just means that you're a coping-ass motherfucker that's not changing anything, and you'd rather go and find another loser just like you to sit with and to spout these negative terms about women. At the end of the day, men need to change. Look, I'm going to say this right now. The condition the world is in my opinion, is because of a man. If the world is in a good place, it's because the man first started that, and then he had women behind him working on that same agenda, okay? So if women are delusional, that's because you've allowed them to be delusional based on who you are. There are no – look, I'll meet a delusional woman, but at the end of the day, in order to fuck with me, you got to be on my program to fuck with me. Mm-hmm. And a woman has a decision to make.
Yeah.
She's going to say either I want to get out of my delusion and get into a much healthier place, so I'm going to fuck with this champion real quick, or I don't. That's too scary for me, so I'll continue to go fuck with somebody who's just as delusional as me, if not more delusional than me, and that's will continue this sick process that we're going through. So I'm going to tell you right now, women are the way they are in society and the way that what they're doing because of men. I will say this until I take my last breath.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a call. Guys, y'all can call in. Your number is there, 563-999-3056. Area code 512, sir. What's your question? How can we help you? Yes, sir. What's your question? How can we help you, sir?
Hi, so...
Yeah, can you turn on your computer in the background, please?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
All right, can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, my question is, I'm trying to figure out if this woman is trying to, I guess, like run game. Our interaction started off pretty like she was the one coming on to me, like she like took me out, bought me drinks, and like made the first move on me, like she got on top of me. And I'm trying to, like, figure out, like, is it just, like, high interest or...
Wait, did she change or did she change?
I was going to say something real fucked up to this guy.
Right,
I was
going
to say, so did you wake up with some morning wood?
Dreaming.
Yeah, wait, go ahead,
bro. No.
Did you wet your tidy whities in this dream you're talking about?
Wait, you're...
Anyway, go ahead, bro.
You're asking us, a woman that's straddling you, what is your question again?
If she's trying to run game...
Okay, wait, let me ask you, wait. How old are you? Are you 18?
25.
Oh, God. All right, so let me get this straight. You got a woman straddling you, and you want to know if she's running game. What did you do when she straddled you, sir?
We made out, you know, felt her up.
Wait, I'm saying.
I know. I'm fucking with you, man.
Call
go ahead,
call
bro. What'd you do when she was straddling you, man?
What'd you do when she was straddling you, dog?
So, all right. So this is how it went down. We were in her car, and she pulled over randomly, right? Because like we made out, and then I told her to get off of me. So she got off of me. She kept driving. She turned the car on, kept driving.
Why did you tell her to get off you?
Because we were, like, in public. Like, we weren't, like, her car got no tint. And
okay.
She was kind of on me for, like, a little while. She was on me for, like, 2 minutes. That's a long time.
Okay. You're a virgin, right? You never had sex before, right?
Yeah, I have.
No, I'm serious. Stop joking. You're a virgin, right?
Nah.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. Listen, sometimes, look, it's kind of hard knowing that you're 27, you never had pussy before. So I get it. You're a virgin. It's okay. So you've never had a girl on top of your lap. And sometimes when they rub on you, the blood rushes down and you get hard, and it's a weird feeling for a lot of guys. Yeah, it's a weird feeling for a lot of guys who never got pussy before. Uh-huh. So it might be a scary thing when you push her off. But you haven't fucked before, right? You haven't fucked before.
Nah, it wasn't scary for me. It might have been for you, but not for me.
Oh, wait. I'm not the one calling.
Because I'm not the one calling the show about asking
a question about a woman shooting him. So what you fucking mean, scary for me?
I mean, it's a good show. Y'all got good advice. I'm trying to get it from y'all.
Okay,
it's
but
a good
brother.
Show. Like, I
right, I appreciate that, but brother, listen to what the fuck you're asking us. You're saying because
First
of what...
We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir. You're asking us, if a woman straddles you, is she running game on you? What the fuck do you think she's doing?
Hey,
so,
hold on.
So, in the show y'all had a couple days ago...
Hear me out, Carla. I'm going to give you the answer right now.
I don't need to hear nothing else.
I don't need to hear nothing else, brother. Here we go. Here's the answer. To answer your first question is, every person on planet Earth is running game. There's not what you never have to see. I have a quote. Once clarity has arrived, never ask that question again. So every person you meet is running game. Now, that doesn't mean they're running good game. This is good, great game, good game, mediocre game, whack game. OK, so she was running her game. But remember this, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what game anyone is running, because if you're running game and you stick to what you want to do, it doesn't really matter what game they're running on you. So, for example, if she got on top of you and you felt this wasn't the safest place for her to get on top of you, then her game would not be successful, because then you would have taken over and redirected and said, listen, I can see you want to fuck. Cool. I'm going to find a different location for us to do this at. So what happened was she was running game, trying to, whatever she was trying to do, it's irrelevant. Because everyone's running game, whether they know it or not, they are. And so you would have redirected it at that point because it didn't suit the game you're running.
I want to know why you were scared. Why were you scared, buddy?
I wasn't scared. It was just, I mean, like Yo said, it wasn't a convenient place.
Listen, answer Dean's question. But I want to make sure I say this. What I just told you, if you fully understand what I just fucking told everybody on this internet, that everybody is running game. You never have to wonder if they're doing it. They're doing it.
Yeah.
Now, either consciously are doing it or they're just subconsciously doing it. It's either whack game, shaky game, artificial game, real game, theory game. It's all game. It's just they're trying to get whatever the fuck they want done right now. It doesn't matter
agenda.
What the motherfucker is doing. You're running game. But at the end of the day, you need to know. You need to stick with your game. And so if he or she, doesn't matter who it is, any human, wants to do something, if it doesn't coincide with your vision and your game, then you redirect that shit to where you want it to go.
Well, what did he want? Okay, Carl, let me ask you another question. What did you want from this woman?
Yeah.
What did you want from her?
She works in the field
Stop. I asked for the bitch's bio. I asked you, what do you want
from
the woman?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm telling you what I want. She works in the field that I work in, and she can help me out a lot.
Help me out with what? What do you want? Okay, God damn it, dog. What do you
I
want?
I can't tell you what field I work in because it gives out
I don't
a lot.
Give up. Okay, listen.
It's a very specific field. But
what do you want? What fuck? Stop saying her. Say I want.
I wanna fuck her and I wanna make her money.
Wait. Stop. Do you really want to fuck her? Because I don't think you want to fuck her. You don't want to fuck. Wait, you don't want to fuck her. You want to know why? Because when she got on your fucking weak ass, limp dick ass lap, why the fuck didn't you take her somewhere to fuck?
Because she had to work.
Really? Okay.
So
okay. She had to work. So why didn't you set up a motherfucking time when she got off work so she can get on your weak ass motherfucking limp dick ass? Why didn't you do
we
that?
We did 2 days later. 2 days later. That's what I'm saying. Like, it goes deeper than just. I just wanted to give y'all like.
No.
But it goes way deeper than any of that.
Question has been answered. So do you have a follow-up question?
Do you have another question? Because you're wasting our fucking time. And shit.
Is she running game? And the answer is yes, whether she knows it or not, and whether
so,
it's good
so
or not.
This is what I'm going to tell y'all.
Everyone is
so
running
my
game.
Follow-up
you never
question.
Ask a question again in your life. Every person you'll ever meet in life is running their game. It's a really irrelevant what the game
but
is.
But y'all know what type
you
of game I'm talking about.
You need to be focused on your game.
Y'all know what type of game I'm talking about.
I don't speak bitch. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't do no silly shit like that.
Yeah, y'all did because y'all were talking about it on another show.
Another show. Y'all, I'm just saying, you guys, I don't do it. I can't comprehend with surface dweller thinking. But what is your other – because we got to call.
Surface dweller.
You think about the surface, dog. You don't have no game.
This is y'all's setup, right? Y'all don't want people to come in and like say too much about their shit.
No,
right?
I'm saying right now. What I care about is your second question.
What is your second question?
All right, so my second question is.
Listen. I'm gonna show
y'all
you. I told you. You tried to run your game.
I know.
You just said, what's your second question? And then you said, okay, so here's my question. So I just redirected your game to where I want you to be.
So where are you? What's your question, brother? What's up?
All right, so my second question is, since y'all think I have no game, right? Y'all think
– I didn't say all that. What's your second question?
That's what Steve's acting like. Yeah. You know, being that I'm a surface blower, all that shit, right?
Yeah, that's true. So what's your question?
So it's too easy, right? Like, I'm new to this game shit, and everything that I'm saying and telling her to do.
So just admit that you're a masochist and you want somebody to beat you up, fucking take you for everything you got. You want somebody to abuse you.
What is his question? I don't even see him as a question. What is your question,
How
brother?
How can you tell if it's something genuine with a woman or if he's just trying to run a manipulative game?
Well, brother, how can one say he has game when you don't have no game?
Though.
You ain't got no game. Why are you talking about? I'm not saying that I have game.
I'm trying to learn. That's why I'm calling and that's why I'm having conversations.
So I'm trying to figure out the difference. You're calling to ask to be a fucking phone call. Are you a part of the man mindset? Are you part of EO? Yes or no? You getting coaching from any of us? Then how the fuck are you part of the game trying to learn then? How are you trying to learn then?
Everybody's part of the game. You ain't got to be part of y'all's program to be part of the game. If you're out here doing shit, you're part of the game.
Says the guy with no game. You coming up with your little weak ass thoughts. What the fuck is your goddamn question, man?
Let me tell this guy something.
Asked it.
Don't create a problem. Listen to me, man. Do not create a problem where one doesn't exist. If she's fucking you, sucking you, coachable, goes with your program, why are you trying to do something to fuck it up and sabotage it? That's a person that hates himself.
That's what women do.
So what you need to do is not create a problem where one doesn't exist.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Well.
All right, that's it. Appreciate it.
You need a coach. You need some serious help. Get a coach. All right, get a coach.
Shout out to my guy, Omni Roma, man. It's my guy here, man. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for that, Omni Roma.
All right, we got other calls. Let me bring them in. 630-526-92671 and then 407. 630, what's your question, brother? And then we get you 526-69972, every number. All right, 630, what's your question, brother? What's up?
What's going on, EO? What's going on, Steve? Quick question. When did it click for you guys? When it came to understanding the game, because, you know, I'm new to this, you know, and I'm starting to, you know, do the steps what it is to take, you know, learn about myself, get to know myself, you know, and some things are clicking just a little bit.
Okay, but who's your teacher? Who are you under?
You.
Because if you
see,
if you're under me, good. You got to say who you're under, because we don't know who you're under. So when did it click for you? You want to know when it clicked?
Yeah, I want to know, like, when it actually, like, clicked for you.
Well, let me just say this before I throw it to E. I keep trying to tell you, you're going to be the last to know. Everybody else is going to know it before you do. They're going to say it's either you got wearing something new, a new hairstyle, new cologne, and all this other stuff. Because what you're going to start doing is You're going to stop worrying and thinking about fucking women so much. It's good. All that thirst that you have, that shit's going to dissipate and go away, because once you are opportunity, you just know that, hey, if I meet it, I know I'm going to get this pussy. So I don't need to think about something I know I'm going to get eventually. Eba, what say you, my brother?
What's his question? I actually
was – When does it click? What happens to you when it clicks, when you knew that you had game?
Okay, so this is a loaded question, and there's a lot of answers to it, but they would all be right answers. But when you have clarity on a subject, never go against yourself and re-question that again. Once you have clarity on something, that's why I say, once you have clarity, which we aim to give you clarity,
yes,
don't ask that question again, because then you've released that, and now you have an understanding of that. So don't ask it again. So that's when true game is starting to come to you, because you're starting to see things as it is. Another thing you need to do is stop being self-deceptive. Stop creating a narrative that doesn't exist and start seeing things as it is. And that's when you have real game, is when you stop adding to things. You don't try to change things. You try to persuade it, sure. But at the same time, you don't have a real desire to change anything too much. That would be bad game on your part, to really try to force something to be something that it's not. Just like a hawk. I'm not going to try to make a hawk into an eagle. They're two separate animals, and they're both beautiful in their own ways. So I would tell you, once clarity arrives for you in any one area, have that true understanding of what that is, and don't keep asking that same question. Live in that clarity and that understanding, and you'll be okay. And everything that you go through, every time clarity hits you, just be at peace with it. Okay, I got clarity on that. Just like if a woman doesn't like you, that is such a good thing to know. It is such a good thing to know that a woman isn't in. Instead of being mad, you're going right back into your feelings. You're going back into a delusion state, to be concentrating on something that isn't a good fit for you. You need to say, man, I'm really glad that I found out that woman doesn't see me the way I wanted her to see me. That's really good, because now I'm not going to put time and energy into that situation. I'm going to put it into something else. So clarity is the best game for anyone, clarity.
Yeah, so, is there another question, guys, because we have other calls? So you good, or you have another question?
I just wanted to say real quick, Steve, I do have your conversation classes, and one thing I noticed is that I was working on everything else, you know, to try to get women, you know, like the way I look on the outside and everything. But then I realized, you know, kind of going through, I don't really know myself. So, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm trying to have a conversation with a woman, you know, I'm still having problems. I may look good on the outside, but my game is not tight because I don't know me. So I'm slowly starting to see it. So, you know, things like that is really starting to click with me. You know, I still got a long way to go, but.
Right. Well, that's why you need to do homework. The homework is going below
the
surface.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right, brother. Good call. Okay, we'll throw you back in. Hey, brother. Respect to you. Next call up, 407. We got you after the 526. 526-92748. You're on. What's your question, sir?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. What's your question?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we both can hear you, sir. Yes, what's up?
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for the $10.
I wanted to ask a question. How can I have that unshakable self-belief?
David, what's up, bro? This is David, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I just was watching the show, man.
Okay. All I got to do is and I'll know who it is. Hey, hit me up. We'll talk about it privately.
Yeah, man, because I'm not there yet where I want to be, you know. I still have, you know, a lot of doubt within myself, you know. I just wanted to ask.
Oh my God!
Let me tell you something right now. People that are depressed are living in the past.
Damn.
You keep drawing up the same old pictures and movies and reflecting on things in the past too much. You need to live in the present moment and learn from history, appreciate history and your own history, but live in the present and focus on who you are and who you want to become right now, what you want to experience right now. Depressed people are living too much in the future, and usually by comparison to what another man has or another person has, and they wish they had it, which is going to cause depression to you. And the other thing is you're living too much in the past, which is inevitably going to cause you depression. So the problem is that you're not focusing on who David is right now, and you're not staying there.
David, how old are you, David?
I'm 24, man.
Okay. Okay, what did Uncle E instruct you to do?
Yeah, can you tell me again? I didn't understand.
Wait. What did he tell you to do, man? Before he gave you that beautiful-ass breakdown, what did he tell you to do? Get with me. Did he not tell you to get with him? Did he not tell you to get with him? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start again. What did E tell you to do?
To talk to him privately.
Okay. So did E tell you to tell him a story of your fucking past?
No, man.
No, he didn't. And that is y'all's problem.
No.
We don't need to – listen, follow the fucking playbook, young man. If E tells you to get with him, that's all you need to do. You don't need to go in like, – you don't need to give more or talk about things. Just say, yes, sir, I will call you as soon as your show is over. I'll get some coaching. You see that? That's all we need you to do. We don't need to hear
– David, hit me up tomorrow. Hit me up tomorrow. The night's over for me after this. But let me also give you another example. Imagine a quarterback who throws 3 interceptions in a game. And then every time he throws that pick, he's like, fuck that. I learned from that. I'm good. Fuck that. I'm not going to throw another pick after this. Versus the guy who keeps thinking of him throwing those picks. Which quarterback will be more productive moving forward? There's some players in the game that once they experience something, they have to keep going back to it. It's like a sickness. I have to keep going back to this, and that's gonna stunt your growth. But there's going to be another guy in the game that goes, all right, bet. I threw a pick. I fucking made a mistake. I know why I made that mistake. I was too early. I was too late. I misunderstood the route. I'm inexperienced, but I learned from that, and then now you move forward with that game. Your problem is, inevitably, is that you keep going backwards, and you probably have some lousy habits, which you know what I'm talking about. You still doing what? You still doing it?
No. Nah,
that's your fucking problem. And I've already told you about this shit. That is your problem.
Yeah.
That's one of them. You use that as a coping mechanism. So anyway, let's get this off the show. Just hit me up privately, and we'll talk about it. But you know, listen, man, be that guy that makes a decision. He stands by whatever happens, just like a guy that throws the ball. Hey, it got picked. You don't sit there and fucking dwell on that shit anymore. You go back to the sideline. You sit with the quarterback coach, which is me. I'm going to tell you what you did wrong. We're going to look at the plays, and then I'm going to say, all right, don't let that sit on you. Release that shit, and you go out here and you do better now. I have faith in you. And as a coach, that's what I do for my clients. And so what I'm telling you is don't be that quarterback that's sitting there fucking hesitant. It's like the guy who gets beaned in the batter's box. Every time he goes up to the batter's box now, he's hesitant. He's scared to get hit. I mean, that's part of the game. You can get hit. So it's like you have to embrace all aspects of it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Well, we got – all right, we'll throw you back in. We got another call. Last call. All right, sir.
All right.
You good on your –
thanks, all right.
Good luck.
Thank you, David.
Good luck, David. Okay, let's call – 407, your last call. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Good evening, Steve. How you doing tonight?
I'm not the only one on here. EO's on here as well.
Good evening, Coach EO. How you doing tonight?
We're both good.
What's up, bro?
What's up?
Great. Quick question, Coach EO.
Wait,
I just wanted to find out, when is the second book coming out?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you only got a book. My book's about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Projecting February, the month of February. That's the projection.
Okay, thank you.
You got the first book, I take it then. You got the first one?
Oh, yeah, I have the first book. Yes, indeed.
Good.
Okay.
Do you have another question? Thank you. No, that was it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, brother. Okay. Yeah. I just, guys, I gotta be respectful. You call in, be respectful to both people. Don't just say hi.
What's odd is that he said hello to you, but then addressed me. That's weird. Stop being weird, motherfucking damn man. See, that's being. You weren't intentional. You could have said hello, Steve. Hello, EO. Just a quick question for EO. When's your second book coming out?
That's it, man.
You're gonna address Steve. Yeah. Not say nothing to me, but have a question for him. The fuck is that, man?
That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, man. It's all good. So, So, listen. Final thoughts on this. You go first. We get final thoughts. But what's your final thoughts on social media and stuff?
The game is easier right now. Yes. Okay. If you have a system and you know what you're doing, and you have that laser tunnel vision, it should be easier for you to get women. Okay. Easier. You have more options. More women are at your disposal faster. You just have to be sharp, quick. You have to not abandon your game plan. That's a big problem with men, is that they think they have game until a woman says something to them, and now the game is nowhere. The game is gone. What happened to your game? This is my question to the audience. You say you got game, right? Okay, cool. Now the woman's talking to you. What happened to your game?
Yes.
Her talking to you should not disrupt your game. And if it is, then your game is shaky. So that's what I would tell people. It's easier to get women now. It's a hookup culture. Get out in the real life and start meeting people intentionally. Go to places, go to different environments, expand your horizons. Go to different places. Because look, if you're complaining about the women that are around you, that means maybe you need to switch up the type of environment that you're in. And so there's a lot to the game, and this is why you need a coach, because myself and Steve are going to tell you things that you wouldn't even have thought of.
Not even.
See, this is why when they say, why do you need to book a dating coach? Why do you need to hire a dating coach? We're coaches, and we're life coaches, really. We're like mindset coaches. You understand that? We're not just dating coaches. We're really mindset coaches. And so the things that I will tell you, you most likely would have never thought of by yourself.
Yeah.
And so you need to pay for that information. You just do. This is a job that we do. So, again, real quick, and I'll throw it to Steve. I'm Coach EO, by the way. Subscribe to my channel. I got all kind of series for different men. I got series for young guys, middle-aged guys, older guys, and then really every man. If you talk to a woman, if you say you got game, and you talk to a woman, it doesn't really matter where you talk to her. You can talk to her in a DM. You can talk to her on Facebook messaging. You can talk to her in an email. You can talk to her through text. You can talk to her wherever, in person. If you know yourself, then your game should never get switched up. It doesn't really depend. It doesn't really matter what she tells you. We'll consider what she's telling you, of course. And we hear it, but it doesn't derail us from our game plan. That's when you know you got real game.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room, everyone that called in. Yeah. At the end of the day, guys.
Aussie, thank you so much for that, brother. Yeah, I appreciate it. I must have said something that really resonated.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to Aussie, and all the other guys with the super chat.
Dangerous, too. Thank you so much for 555.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Good game is rare. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Amshaba, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, what I'm saying to you young men is that you just don't see what you need to learn because there's not the thing in you that wants to push you to learn. You have to understand that the information that you're getting on a personal basis, the reason why it is personal is because in order for us to help you on a personal basis, you got to get to the core of you, personal. I mean, personal information that you can't, or we won't even do or put you in a position to put your business out on the World Wide Web because it's personal. But the only way we can get you to get to your core is by learning about you on a one-on-one basis to help you with information to think for yourself. See, where we are not here to tell you what to do. We're trying to teach you how to think for yourself. But one cannot think for himself when one chooses not to learn from someone that can help him think for himself. And this is why it's so disappointing for you young men out here, because y'all are in the catbird seat right now. You don't even realize it. You don't realize how good you have it until When you get 30 or 40 and you realize you have nothing, you'll probably have a midlife crisis and shit. But we're saying, Bernie L., thank you for the super chat over there. But what I'm saying,
thank you, Bernie.
What I'm saying to you guys, you can't see what we see. But we're not trying to get you to look through our eyes. What we're trying to do is to show you how to have a belief in yourself to see the world in a whole new set of eyes, which is the game that changes your whole entire perspective. Perspective will never be changed with your level of thinking, because you just don't, like E said, there are things you just don't even understand right now that you've got to learn to get what I call the break, E. You got to have the break, and that is the break of doing the same old silly shit you've been doing. There's just stop moving in that direction and turn around and go towards the real you. But here's the thing. We're not going to put a gun to your head. We're not going to beg you. We're not going to bug you. Listen, the student that wants to learn is the one that will go without being asked to do so. And if we got to tell you to do it, then you really don't want to do it in the first place. You either just want to be heard or you just want to birdwatch. I'm saying this for a little motherfucker at 9 years old. 9 years old that went and tried to find a mentor because I wanted to learn. 9 years old, before there was an internet, I needed to learn this shit. And hey, guess what? I'm fucking 50 and I'm still learning. I'm not done. Listen, it doesn't stop. I don't even know how to explain what the fuck I'm about to tell you. It just doesn't stop. It's just,
that's right.
It's like your eyes begin to glow. It get you, the more and more you become a student of the game, the more women want to fuck you. The more women want to be around you. The more they don't care if you are in a cardboard box or you got a regular ass apartment. Thank you very much, Unique.
Antonio, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Unique. They don't care. You want to know what they care about? They care, are you thinking about them? Are you on their mind? These are the things. But see, y'all don't want to do that when you're bird watching. Just remember, keep grabbing the scraps and the crumbs and be crumb snatchers and surface dwellers. And if y'all want to know what a surface dweller is, you're always looking outside yourself. You're always looking for using things outside yourself above the surface. E and I are below the surface. So if you want to come down to us, bring your ass down, we'll change you. But if you don't, just understand why you are what you are and why you're the same motherfucker you were last year and you ain't even going to change. I appreciate all you motherfuckers. Go to the man mindset. Y'all don't believe me? You go your ass there. Don't, and listen, E, tell them. Guys, don't believe me. Eddie, Chavez 20. Hey,
Eddie, thank you, bro.
Real last thing I want to say. Don't believe me. Just go to the website and look at the motherfucking results. You can hear all the audios. You can see me making a guy make a woman play with her pussy live on the air. You'll see I'm a bad motherfucker like E is. I don't need to tell you. You got the receipts, over 30 years in this motherfucker. E is in this motherfucker a long time, too. All we're saying is that, look, we're going to continue to be here. But E said something a few weeks ago. When E feel like he went up to Uncle E, you go, I'll say real quick, Uncle E don't bullshit. When Uncle E feel like his time is being wasted, just like he do with a woman, he'll do it that much faster for your ass. I'm sorry, even goes along, but you got
no, it. No, you're 100%. No, it was a perfect run there. And no, I mean, that's also me teaching you and coaching you when I do that. I don't do that without intention. When I say, hey, when I go somewhere, I'm giving the best I can give you at that time. And in return, though, I am running a business. I'm going to have to get my value for it. And I'm teaching you to have a standard. See, I didn't back off of that. See, a man with real game that knows why he's doing something can tell you why he's doing it.
Yes.
He has no hesitation. If you listen to me, I don't hesitate on shit.
Never.
I'm just going to tell you what the fuck why I'm here. I'm not. See, this is why you can trust me and Steve, because we're going to tell you the truth. What you want, a coach that's going to lie to you? You want a coach that's going to put you into the resistance? Look, do you guys realize that you're watching content creators who are in constant resistance mode? And you know, as one of my favorite authors, Eckhart Tolle, says, what you resist persists. And so if you're resisting women because the game has changed, you're going to be fucked.
You need to figure out what kind of man you are and demonstrate that man to the world at large.
Woo!
And then the right people that are feeling that dude, whoever you're representing, is going to be attracted to you, want to know you, want to be in your presence, want your arms around them, want to have sex with you, all that shit, because you thirsty motherfuckers don't have sex so much. So what I'm telling you is that, you know, what you resist persists. Shout out to Eckhart Tolle. I always give credit to the people who say what they say. And I also said this, and Steve alluded to this earlier. I have a quote, until you can trust yourself, trust me. Until you can trust yourself, trust Steve. And then when you actually trust yourself, let us go. As a matter of fact, it's part of my program to let you go. I don't want you to stay.
Yes.
You come to get what you need from me, and I point you to yourself. And then at that point, and I give you the clarity that you need. See, remember, the number one thing you need in life is clarity. You need to drop things off to make room for new things to grow and blossom in you. And so I just wanted to say that, man. Great show tonight. We really appreciate the participation. We are hard on the caller sometimes. We need to be, because in order to really help them see the error of their ways, we can't coddle you. You know, so it's necessary that sometimes we call you out. And just we want to thank you for another night, another great episode.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, guys, we will see you guys next Monday. Y'all have a good one. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you for the love, everybody. And
thank you so
much.
We
will holler at y'all guys later, okay? Y'all take care. Peace. Wait, let me turn this off before. Hold on 2 seconds. Let me turn this off so don't record. Let me see. Turn this off.